God, they're coming out of the sea. These things with squid faces. They think it's Seattle and they're moving inland. Run for your lives. You have like bad, you know, Cthulian arthropods coming.
Go here.
And they're like, that's different because, as any big cat will tell you, with Christians is goody. Why aren't you going to the hospital?
Like I said, we won't talk about that right now.
I don't give a fuck what you want to talk about. It's my goddamn show. I'll fucking ask the questions, sweetheart.
Fuck you, you fat bastard. Now I'm not going to have any fun. Thank you, bitch. Way to go. You just squashed some other kid's stream. Now I've got to go home and probably sit outside and make friends or some shit. Fuck. You're no hero.
You are so lucky that I am so fully married. Okay, because if I had this cult thing going on, I'd be like the son of my God. If I was
like,
single,
John,
I'd be like,
send me money so I can fly these 16-year-olds up here.
Yeah, I'd be like, my very own son of my naughty God. I'd be like, spankings for Sean, spankings. Come here, you little bitch.
Poopy sex.
Don't you look at me. Don't you fucking look at me.
I'm realizing, of course, that I cannot actually physically attack an earthquake.
It's hard to do that.
Die, Earth!
I remember your plague rack deck. I still beat you.
Yes, but that's just my point, is that people would sit back and go...
And I beat your double hatches fucking mech. I beat you every time, bitch.
Bring it on, motherfucker!
You are on the way to destruction.
What you say?
You have no chance to survive, mate. Your time.
Yeah, Clarence. It's good I caught you. Seems everyone else has left. So I'm afraid you're gonna have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday nights.
I'm afraid you're gonna have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence?
No, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Who's Mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
No! You're listening to the What the Hell Show on Rant Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
Greetings.
Hello.
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 We are all here. Yes. And the crowd is loving it.
And the crowd is going fucking
thank
insane.
Thank you. Thank you. Next
week
show
number 115.
115. 115. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What's the numeric value of 115?
Where's my
is
little
it
foamy
show
thing?
Show 115 or
week
115?
Week 115.
Are we back?
Where's my foamy
that
thing that's on my microphone?
Where's my foamy thing?
I need my foamy thing.
Did you take it out of the bathroom and clean it when you used it last or what?
I think I left it in the shower.
In the shower? What about that microphone there? Are you using that?
That microphone is cat-chewed.
That's Catchews. Is it Fuxord?
It's very Fuxord.
Is Fuxord? Someone set us up the bomb with this fucking mic or what?
Oh, yeah.
Did you latch on to the whole all your bass thing this week, John? Or
no, actually, I posted all your bass on my site 3 weeks before it even hit the internet.
Okay.
Thanks for coming
out. Yeah, before it was even made, actually.
Yeah, before it was made. Yeah, the guy was
John predicts
it.
The future.
That's right. I'm so dialed in, I was actually behind the times, depending on the time zone you were in. That was so 10 minutes ago. Oh, my God.
That's how it is on the internet.
That's so 90s.
If I hear one more person say that's so 20th century, I'm going to stab them in the
fuck
fucking
off.
Eye.
Have you actually heard that?
Yes.
That's so 20th
really?
Century.
Yeah. Yes, I actually heard that. I was going to stab the person in the friggin' eye.
Well, you're the first person to say it to me, so.
Yeah, I haven't heard
should
it.
Should I stab you in the eye? Just get it over with right now.
It is not to have to hear anybody that presumptuous and fucked up.
I'm pretty presumptuous and fucked up.
My comeback
but you
to
wouldn't
that
say
is,
that.
No. It was 19th century. Then I beat them to death with my walking
mic.
Stick.
Why don't you have a mic? Where's your mic?
Where's your mic?
Who has your microphone?
Who has your microphone?
Is there an echo
this
in here?
Is all because I forgot to bring my mic.
It is. Usually we have too many microphones.
I bring in my microphone with a little sparkly shiny sticker on it, but I forgot to. I just
it would have been
down.
Perfect.
It's anime. That's okay. Drexel will.
Everyone here who has a microphone is a bastard. They're all my microphones.
Are they?
Actually, except for the big penis microphone here that Sean's always sucking on.
There is darkness
all,
in the room.
All your penis microphones are belong to us.
But we give that a rest. It's like
it's over.
See, I will the minute you stop playing. Basically,
I haven't been basically for some time.
You just did.
The show has only started.
Yes, yuck. Yes. The pain is only just.
I don't
pain.
Have to say it anymore. I gave Girl on the Left the option to say that for me.
Yes, it's
infected
been,
me with a disease.
It's a basically transfer.
Let's hope it's not an STD. Okay, so
that conjures up a whole.
Sorry, Animus. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Let's just. Okay. God, this is the part when I don't follow that up because I got a hell of a chaser for that. I'm not gonna do that. Did you just cut yourself with your knife?
Intentionally.
Oh, I think somebody's calling.
Somebody's like.
That's what I heard.
Somebody's crying out for attention.
I heard it through the headphones. I can hear cell phones through speakers and headphones.
It's Mark.
Oh, it's his. No. Okay. We're going to go around the room.
We're going to go
right off the bat.
Room.
We'll say hi for Drexel. Hi.
Why? Oh, I see. He doesn't have a microphone.
Hey.
I'll do the camera thing,
Since I have no mic, I will do the camera thing. Drexel,
do the camera thing.
I'll just do the dialogue for Drexel. I will have a mic.
Eventually.
Drexel says while fixing himself firmly.
We don't want to see you fixing yourself.
It's not over here.
It's not
that's
over here,
thing.
He says, rubbing his thigh in a very provocative way.
You're going to bring it all tumbling down.
He makes a provocative gesture with his fingers.
Ooh, who do we go to first?
Me.
Oh, sure. Just because you run the
just
place.
Just because he is Rant Radio.
Just because I press little buttons. Hi, yes. I'm Sumerian. I run this thing.
Actually, and last in the credits of this show, I made the gravest error of saying it's my fucking show. I'll do what I want. In essence, it's actually Sumerian's fucking show. And if it would be anybody else's,
okay.
And if it would be anybody else's show, it would be Drexel's show. Because originally, the what the hell show
name.
Was Drexel's fucking show. So
that's right.
I'm just a usurper. I'm like,
hello.
It's just your station, bitch.
Yeah,
station.
It's
there
it's
you
your
go.
Station. It may have been.
It's my station, Drexel's name, and Sean's mouth.
It may have been my mission, but it sure as shit was Drexel's show. All right, so, hey, my name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man, and yes.
Stop being so animated.
Okay, I'll stop.
Jump around.
Can I
jump around?
Jump around.
Oh, higher. Make the hair higher.
Touch yourself.
Oh,
touch
yeah,
yourself.
Touch yourself. Nipple.
It's okay. The animation doesn't matter anymore. I can press pause.
Can I, like, blink
here
with big
cool.
fucking eyes?
Blink.
Ruining all the fun of animation?
Ruining all my fun of having a little bit of control.
It's out of control.
Drexel, I have a question. When you take a piss, do you hit the toilet seat?
Only if it's down.
That's how much control you have, my friend. Okay, so that was a setup and a kill. That's worth like 15 points right there. That's like the setup Spike and Barry. Okay, moving over to
shut up, Smokehouse.
That was so mean.
He said, "I push all the buttons except for the record button. I'll tell you about that later."
Yeah. Did you not record another show?
I'll tell you about it later.
You suck. Oh my God.
And it's good evening from the professor. It's good to be back.
Show us your teeth, you British fuck.
Flash those teeth.
Actually, those are pretty good teeth for a British guy.
We have wonderful teeth. What do you mean? I hear this all the time. We have wonderful teeth.
You do not have wonderful teeth. You're a bunch of fucking snaggletooth assholes.
Dentists over there are vastly overpaid.
Vastly. Fuck me. You guys need to get some dentists. I'm like Korean dentists or something.
We have
it's
no
like,
redneck,
Korean
no hillbilly.
Rule.
It's like
we,
music producers in India. They
what?
Need some.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that? Here we go.
Yeah, like, oh my God,
okay, no,
everything's just started.
Fucking freeze frame. This is what happens. I don't understand this shit at all. Okay? You go to Japan, right? You take Japanese music, right? You take away the Japanese words, it's still okay music. You take French rock and roll, French heavy metal, you take away the French mere words, the music is still okay. You do this with every country except those that begin with the letter I. Every country that's the name begins with the letter I, you take away their lyrics and it's like, it's like fucking static.
Italy?
Ireland.
Ireland?
Yeah, their music still sucks too. I mean, because Ireland was was the birthplace of country music. Don't think I'm true.
No,
don't think
right,
it's
he's
true.
Right.
It's
really?
Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and Father Murphy swept over Ireland.
Yeah, right.
And then we go into, like, and Father Murphy. Oh, my God, it's bad.
Yes,
I forgot about those
easily.
Ones. But, like, India. What's going on? Iran, Iraq. Harib, Haribab. Harib, Haribab. What the fuck's up with that? You swing by the local Burger King, okay, late at night, okay, and there's a lot of East Indians who work there. Okay, and they got the tunes fucking cranked, right? So I go get my burger or whatever. The drive-thru window goes up, and it's like, you know, coming out through the fucking window, and they're like, hi. And I'm like, isn't it bad enough that you got to work at Burger King that you got to play that music too? Like, you don't have to hurt yourself, you know what I mean? Don't punish yourself as well as work at Burger King.
You
okay? I'm like taking the CD out of my fucking deck and giving it to the chick with my money. There you go, you know, for 99 cents a day, you too can have MP3s, all right? Hi there. No kidding. You don't need to put the dot on your head anymore. You can walk beside your man and hear some decent music, having a good day. All right? No fucking problem. I understand that in your culture it's not cool to be a woman, but here it is. Welcome to my country. Have a nice day.
Next.
Okay? I don't fucking dig that at all. What the fuck's up with that?
Sean, all I have to say is next time we have a meeting, it's your turn to bring the cross.
No. It's not racial at all. Their music sucks ass.
Cultural.
Okay, then why? No. That's a racial thing to say. That's a mean thing to say.
No.
That is a...
Cultural.
No, that's a mean thing to say. It's not. It's not cultural. The Indian culture, it's Mother
is.
India.
Dude, India's
okay,
music is
okay, if
is
you
like
think
that.
India's music sucks and British and Britain's dentists suck, what is it about Canada that sucks?
What is it that Canada sucks?
Have you seen the government?
It's too fucking cold, for starters. I mean, what's wrong with Canada? Let's see. There's a huge...
The rest of the planet would care about. You know, like this.
What's wrong with Canada?
Nothing.
Like, we have no
Canada's
spiders.
Awesome.
Two words.
We're the
two
most
words.
Spineless fucking nation
two
on
words.
The planet.
Brian Adams.
Oh, shit. You're right.
There you go, world. There you go. Have you ever seen a lover of a woman?
Next.
Sorry, going around her.
Medic.
What? Who?
What?
Oh, I'm on. Hi. Yeah.
All right, that's enough of you.
Coming from you. Yeah, great.
This is 200% SPVM.
Sexually projectile.
Representing the powers of darkness that... Dr. Teeth usually fights again.
Dr. Teeth.
And now I'm representing the powers of darkness tonight.
Hi.
It's BBM.
It's your old pal, Uncle Dax.
The person he's representing.
Yeah. This is my agent.
Daktari.
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 That was a great show.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have...
visiting tonight with us...
is Porn God.
Porn God.
So people can see
the horniest man on the planet, the man who will fuck anyone, anytime, anywhere. Yes, it's Porn God.
The human dildo.
That's his name. That's what I will put down.
Somebody get him a shower cap. He has to tarp his load. Okay. So, and of course, the ever-attractive exploitation of the female members for the show is girl on the far left.
In bright yellow.
Yeah.
In bright yellow.
Wondering if I should shuffle slowly away from the...
moving slowly away from Porn God. And the following is the Dr. Pepper cans on the table.
Dr. Pepper cans.
We have no Dr. Pepper. I looked in the...
And, of course, Private Drexel. And his nose.
And his
mighty nose.
I see his zit.
Right by that cut in your finger.
Okay, there we go.
And in the IRC.
Oh, look at those nostrils. Yeah, baby.
Okay.
You could drive a fucking car into those things.
They could throw a cat through that nose. Okay.
Mr. Echo, Kexler, Smokehouse, The Dio in Rant Radio, Blotman, Ophie Dophy, Crazy Redhead, Soul Raper, Day Dallas, Apocalypse, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Pseudo Rota Rooster, Paradox, Xanax, Archangel, Breaker, Tenchi, Marius Soul, Trance, Yes, 74472. Raskolnikov, Gelatinous Music God, Night Fever, Floyd's Lapel, Half Elf, Judas, Katana, Lathe, Punk of Evil, Schnitz, Skitty, Smash, Twitch, Kha'Zix, Crazy Fuck, Pandora, Romeo Jr., Zerstor.
Still alive.
Red Fives. Yeah, Skitty is still alive.
Did
Red
you
Five.
Stop bleeding,
Woo-hoo!
Skitty?
Ronan Sparky, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Star Playing, Stats Studio, Super Bridog, True Porn God, TYLN, Dark Angel, Y2 Karma, ASE, and Low.
I have a question.
Welcome.
I have a question before we kind of get too deep into the show. This is for the man.
Too deep?
Too deep, yes.
Too deep.
The show has
now, I was talking to Crazy Redhead, and if I should just shut up now, just let me know. Just
you,
by
usually.
Wait.
Usually if you have to press, just
wait for it.
About some incident involving a few months back with her computer when she got a new one. Somebody did something to it.
Oh, yeah. Somebody sent her a virus.
Okay.
Yes. So we found who this individual is. And
no. Do you have any idea how many quests I have daily of people going, we must destroy this person?
Okay. I'm just wondering.
I have 10,000 of those. I'm not, like every fucking day.
I was
like,
just,
it's being handled.
Okay, I was just wondering, that's all.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
This was like the first I heard about, and I was like, wow, there's somebody who needs
to. Yes, there's assholes out there who create viruses, and we all want to destroy them. Anyone who wants to respond to that particular instance, you want to talk to Nomad Centaur. Moving right along. What do we got happening in the news?
Last week, I forgot to press record on the VCR.
How did you forget that?
I don't know.
How did you forget that?
It just
that?
Happens. It's
I'll tell you how it happened. He doesn't have enough meat in his diet, so his vegetarian weakness.
Enough
his,
meat? He doesn't have any meat.
I know,
zero
exactly.
Meat.
He's
enough.
Fucking malnutrition.
Zero meat.
I was actually
bingo was, meat, sand was, meat, meat light.
There was some story
meat
and
free.
Actually
meat
in
free.
The paper about some guy whose children are being starved to death by his ex-wife.
His evil, vegan ex-wife?
A vegan ex-wife.
Those
yes.
fucking vegans, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You know, we
those
don't have a
minimalist
she's,
food people.
She's starving them to death? I don't suppose this is slightly angled
maybe
at all.
Maybe she can't cook.
No,
there's
no,
many,
more.
Many foods other than meat.
Yeah, well, apparently these kids are...
Lots of cultures.
They actually decided
no
that these kids are malnourished.
Yes, and where are they? They're not the dominant ones on the planet, are they?
if you're sloppy about being a vegan, then yes, you can be malnourished. It's like a B12 deficiency, anyone?
Yeah, if you're sloppy, yes. But
yes. Sam, do you take vitamins?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yes, I do now.
Do you take protein
thanks to my
supplement?
Ex-girlfriend. Protein supplement.
I eat one peanut a day.
Peanut butter? One peanut a day in the morning.
Hang
on, that's nice.
And more peanuts.
But
I love peanuts.
Whether
I
eat
the peanut
or not.
Give me some peanuts.
Lots and lots of tofu.
Tofu.
Tofu-y goodness.
Tofu. I forgot to press record. It was
did
not because I'm
week?
Vegetarian. I did press record. You can see the little numbers if everyone can check every week to make sure I have pressed record.
Oh, that's it. Shirk that responsibility. Off to us.
Well, somebody's going to remember that way.
Well,
and
I you turned off the numbers function on the camera.
No, I use that so I know that it's still recording.
Okay, so we should just assume if something doesn't look quite the same that it's, that you're
I've,
screwing
I've,
everything's
I've,
wrong.
I've
it's fucked. All bad.
Even the people in the IRC can participate because that's on the webcam. If you don't see the numbers going, please let me know. Smokehouse was not able to rescue me. Unfortunately, last week, his computer completely crashed. He was recording it.
We lost
but it did
a
crash.
Show.
We didn't lose a show.
Where is the
show?
Yeah, you couldn't have because we had clips from the last show. So what's
how
up?
Did that happen? No, I recorded the last 2 hours and 15 minutes of the show.
Oh, my God. So we lost the first
45 minutes. It was rescued by Kha'Zix. Thank you very much, Kha'Zix. He was recording the show. We have enough listeners now that there's a
that's
high
fucking
enough,
standard.
High enough redundancy.
There's multiple redundancies for people recording the show, so it's very nice.
What do you think?
So you mean,
I just want to know, the people who record the shows, for the guys who record the shows, what do you do with them?
And why do you record them?
No, I mean, they record them because they like them.
Yeah.
They like them, right?
Yeah.
But why do you record them?
Do you bring them to school and play them?
To save our asses?
Yeah, maybe.
At least one of them has to be working for the FBI.
True.
No,
that's true.
Could be. Kha'Zix could be.
That's
Smokehouse could be. You never know.
The FBI must be awfully bored if they're recording our
if they're going after us.
Well, they are, since the
they must have solved
the Soviet
many,
Union.
Must have solved many, many crimes.
I wonder if they keep everything that has my fingerprints on it. Do you know what their Dr. Pepper can collection would be like?
They've got rooms of them.
Oh, my God.
Well, we couldn't keep it anymore. So what'd you do with it? Well, I used it to fund my retirement.
Ah, now we know what the FBI slush fund is composed
somebody's
of.
Somebody's phone is ringing again.
It's you this time. Very
wow.
Cool.
Yes, it's very loud. I can sense it.
Maybe it's somebody outside
it's
with
close.
A cell phone.
No. It could be. Oh, my God, that's horrible. See? We know it before you do. Minutes.
Who is this?
We're going to go on to the first...
The FBI.
It could be. They found us out. Flowers by Irene truck drives off. So we're going to go to the news of the night.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly
the fuck is going on.
It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Okay, this involves a show that I don't regularly watch.
What show is that?
Survivor!
Oh my god, we are not talking about
We are.
Oh god, help us. I don't...
There is
whether
no
you agree or disagree with what the producer said.
What did the producer say?
The cameraman is there for one reason, to keep the cameras rolling. Do you remember, do you know what happened?
Yeah, the fucking guy burned his hands.
And the cameraman didn't pull him out of the fire because he
Burnett
kept filming.
Told a group of journalists, if he had dropped the camera and tried to help, I would have fired him on the spot. Hey, no matter what, the game goes on. The first thing always is to keep the cameras rolling. If the cameraman helped the guy get him out of the fire or help him somehow, he would have got fired. Immediately,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, of course,
Do you think that...
do I think that's right? Okay, that's like asking me, you know, in the Nazi death camps, they take away your clothes. Did you think that was right?
Do you think...
This is Hollywood, okay? Hollywood is the most bloodthirsty, throat-slitting bunch of motherfuckers that ever walked on planet Earth in a bipedal function.
It doesn't surprise
between them,
me.
Between okay. them and the entire Mormon faith, okay, they've got this whole thing sewn up as far as cocksuckers go, all right? Like,
you forgot to put the Scientologists in there.
The whole idea behind this show is we're going to put you in some, ooh, dangerous situation. You know, like, fuck.
It's like filming the Bull Run.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's going to be safe.
Well,
why are you filming?
I'm going to crawl in here with Sean on this one because...
they're evil. They're evil fucks. I mean, yeah, the cameraman, I mean, let's all be real. Does he give a fuck? Do any of us really give a fuck if a kangaroo jumped into the survivor camp and beat the shit out of all of them and wallowed in their blood going, would we record it? Yeah, and we'd watch it again and again and be great.
You know what the sad part is, like, imagine, okay, if the guy had fallen into the fire and the cameraman had said, oh shit, drop the camera and pulled the guy out of it. He then gets fired.
Of course.
Then the cameraman...
the moral cameraman.
The cameraman then throws a lawsuit. The lawsuit is in public in the courts, and it fucking blows the first three quarters of the Survivor series out in the open because the details and the testimony would pretty much tell everybody all they need to know. This would have happened months ago.
The first thing that would happen would be that the cameraman's union would have gone apeshit, marimba, ballistic, you know, nuclear.
Did you also know that the guy who got burnt didn't tell his family about it?
Yeah.
No, it actually aired.
Decision,
they watched it on the air.
As far as at least from the interviews, he claimed that was his decision.
Also, he was not allowed to do that.
No, it's like this. I like the ringleader's theory on this one. How much money does it take for you to burn your face?
The
ratings are really low on this Survivor. How about we spice it up a bit? He was flown to a private hospital, paid cash, top plastic surgeons. He's fucking fine. And I always stoke a fire with a full hat on, sunglasses.
And fall asleep
on my hands in a fire. That's always how that happens. I have breathed a lot of bad smoke. I have breathed a lot of bad smoke.
Herb
oh, yeah.
smoke.
Yes, but there is nothing you could make a fire out of in the middle of the fucking African outback or Australian outback, wherever the fuck these people are, that one whiff of the smoke would drop your ass.
I can believe that the guy would lose a consciousness briefly enough because, like, they're not, it's a case of how well are they really eating out there.
Somebody brought up a good point.
These guys are doing well, and they're the ones that have, like, oh, they have rice and fish. Ooh.
Night Fever brought up a big point. Anybody remember America's Funniest Home Videos?
Oh, yeah.
All the people that get injured daily, it's like
small children getting bit by animals and guys getting it in the crotch.
Oh, yeah, America's Funniest.
Hey, but wait a second, that was funny.
And blatant animal abuse, don't forget that.
Bloodiest home video.
Red 5 said, how would they know the ratings would be down? I mean...
They weren't showing it until the show was...
Oh, no. The show... The show is like... What do you mean? Like,
the show's long,
filmed?
Well, the show's long over.
Months and months ago.
And then...
They wouldn't even know.
Oh, okay. This I did not know. See, this is how much I know about Survivor.
Besides, believe me, Survivor is not hurting for ratings. It is not anywhere near hurting for ratings.
No, it's doing very well.
They ought to have a real fucking show named Survivor, okay? That's what they got to do. They got to get, like, that fucking Navy SEAL guy and a bunch of people, put him on an island, and the last guy to walk off the island is the winner.
No, they need Running Man.
16 enter, one man lead. Absolutely, and make it like a huge octagon that's like 7 fucking miles.
Weapons
everywhere. You're not allowed to kill.
Okay.
That's it. You're not allowed to kill.
Don't kill him.
Once someone's incapacitated, can no longer move freely, they're out of the game. The airlift.
If he dies, you lose.
Daily.
But I didn't kill him. I fed him to the Komodo
and
dragon.
You just put SAS teams in there. It'll be like, instead of Running Man, it'll be like Running Legion of Men. And shit,
actually, did you hear what the fuck TS, or whatever the fuck it is, TBS is putting on? They're going to televise a war game.
A war game?
What's that?
No,
oh, like an actual, like a country-to-country war game.
No, no, like with the United States is going to be doing a big, or has already done, a big military exercise.
And they're going to film it.
They've already have.
I can hear the Roger Waters album now. Yes, yes, it's coming in quite clear.
Wow.
Yep, no shit. I was like...
And now would this be different from the last war that was on television?
too right.
Yes.
Well, that one was about oil. This is about rating.
This one won't have civilian casualties.
That one wasn't produced, I guess.
They ought to have one. They ought to televise a whole war and have everybody with their fucking cameras on their guns and shit. You see who gets shot.
Cameras mounted on every gun.
Landmine. Well, go
hey, landmine.
Come back, Sean? Timmy.
Wham! Ah! Little Timmy threw himself 40 feet in the air and spread out. Look at that pattern.
But the camera's still rolling. All right, we got the shot.
All right, we got the shot. Tell me we got that. Tell me we got that. That's fucking great. You can't write that shit. You can't write that shit. Who'd have thought his little dog would have run into landmine field?
Send some money to his
Holy
widow.
Holy fuck, the dog's still alive. We can make them a poster child. We'll auction. Put that dog on eBay. Put him on eBay. You can buy little fucking 40-foot-year-old Chuck Patterns dog. Absolutely. We'll call him the Warshack puppy. Fucking amazing. Absolutely fucking great. Excuse me while I jack off with a camouflage cloth. Jesus Christ, man.
The next story. Islanders ordered to go on monkey-killing spree.
Oh, of course. Of course, that's because they ran out of black bears.
People on Ugandan Island have been told to kill as many monkeys as they can.
Are you sure? Did they just thought to get some hacker get in their hand? We got the Ugandan press.
Monkeys.
Same thing. They got to kill all their monkeys. Yeah, that's a good one.
Monkeys outnumber the people more than 4-1.
Who rules? Who rules?
The monkeys.
Are they wearing
your hands off my island, you damn dirty apes?
Oh my God, you filthy apes!
Why do they have to kill a monkey?
They're a health risk, apparently.
But
they're
worried about being
they're killing and eating people.
But the residents don't know how to carry it out because there's only one gun in the whole island.
What kind of monkeys are
they? They're destroying too many crops. There's 18,000 people and more than 80,000 monkeys.
Yeah, that's a lot of
what
monkeys.
What kind of monkeys?
I'm sorry, it doesn't say.
Okay,
what kind of
here's hoping.
What island is this?
Probably
again?
The small monkeys.
What island is this again?
It is Ugandan Island. Ugandan Island.
Oh, that's
that makes it fair. It's hand-to-hand combat with monkeys.
It would either hand-to-hand combat with monkeys. Yeah.
It would either be a rhesus or a macaque.
Okay, here's
they're
hoping,
eating their food
I'm
and other crops.
That you know that. I mean, I'm the biologist here.
No,
it's not certain he does. He just
he's making
his
it
head.
Up.
Girl
I
on
the left.
Two monkey
girl,
names.
No, girl on the left.
Hey, that they're on this island.
I'm not making this up. I was watching a nature program. I tuned in, and they were like, they were just flipping channels, and all of a sudden they're like standing there and they're like tracking some animal by its prints, and I went, that's a rhino. And 2 minutes later, they come on with the white rhino is, okay, I'm identifying animals by their tracks on television.
Wow, you'd be a fabulous virtual guide.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so, but okay, so they're killing these fucking monkeys, right?
Any way you could, kill the monkeys.
Kill the monkey. Fucking film that! It's Monkey Killer!
And now we have...
Oh, I'm so glad to be here! Thanks, Chuck! And it's like... You know, you've got 30 minutes, kill as many monkeys as you can.
Yo!
You have a 5-minute shopping spree in the Walmart, grab all your gear, and go monkey hunting!
Team
fuck
fun,
yeah!
Here I come!
Oh, yeah, all right, down to the golf club. She's grabbed the golf club. Looks like a 9-iron. Whack, whack, whack. Oh, those little fucking heads are coming off. Holy shit, look at them go.
Someone says empower the monkeys.
Empower the monkeys. I should go there and give those monkeys, like, knife fighting training.
Free the monkeys.
Free.
Do you know how to knife fight?
I'm learning.
I'd like to be there.
I know how to defend myself.
Take the knife and swing it like this.
I'll come back next week.
Give me
a machete. They'll go ape shit.
Monkey.
Oh, monkey shit, whatever.
That's a better idea.
That's what I'd do.
What was that? Say that again.
I'd be dressed as a monkey with a gun, and I'd start kicking ass.
That'd be awesome. Kill the monkeys. The monkeys hired
I mean,
them.
any land is ruled by...
What? Any land that's ruled by what?
Any land that's... it's ruled by power, so they've already got the numbers.
Why don't we
just
go,
the power.
Hey, if there's already that many monkeys,
if they're that reformed, they can call an election.
Damn straight.
I'm sorry, the fucking people in Uganda have never been able to get a serious election together. You think the monkeys are going to manage it?
They got a better shot.
Hey,
he's right.
Why don't we introduce baboons to the island?
Oh.
And then what we'll have is we'll have 80,000 baboons on one island, and they'll, like, turn on the people, kill them all, and eat them. Of course,
it
can't be that bad of people because there's only one gun.
That actually happened. There's a really bad movie that kind of in a very twisted way, goes over what they're talking about there. It's called the Snows of Kilimanjaro. The real incident involved, it was like too many fucking baboons in an area.
Uh-huh.
They went berserk. So they actually went through a town.
And killed everyone.
Well, didn't kill everyone, but there was some like two or three people died, but everyone was bitten by these things.
I'd be fucking going wholesale, man. I'd be out there with the 12-gauge.
Have you ever seen the size of a fucking...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there'd be nothing that would spur me onto the 12-gauge cabinet faster than a large baboon. Save flying whales and zombies. But other than that, yeah, baboons are good enough. I mean, generally, okay, I'm rather overreactionary. I'm like, shit, the garter snake's looking at me funny. Get the 12-gauge, honey! You know, I'm a little bit much that way. You know, the cat's in the tree, 12-gauge. You know. Oh, the fucking milkman's coming up the drive. How's it going, Sean? You know. It's not like we're in Texas, but, I mean, seriously. You needed a killing, Your Honor. That motherfucker was holding that milk bottle in a provocative way.
The next story...
Yeah, talk shit now, motherfucker!
The next story... they've banned DCSS, but they haven't banned this one. Descramble a DVD in 7 lines.
What's
7 lines of code?
Yes,
wow!
It used to be huge.
Now they can.
I can do that in 3 codes, Chuck.
God, that's like...
You realize the volume is a great deal louder,
right? How exactly did they copy protect these DVDs?
Everything.
Please don't copy. Like, did they have like a little message saying, please don't copy? Or like did they have like a really big warning at the beginning saying, the FBI will kick your ass? Like,
I don't think the FBI really gives a shit.
No.
I think the FBI...
We must protect the corporations.
In the basement? Oh, no.
I think the FBI should actually sue the movie industry for putting that thing on all their videos because they never asked them about it. The FBI doesn't actually endorse any of that shit.
We didn't.
Like, you've been using our name for years, and we don't give a fuck.
We don't remember.
We really don't care. I watch those movies
royalties.
All the time, actually. And
we
trade
we
them with
like
my friends.
We like royalties, and... Yeah.
No, trust me. That was during the Clinton administration. Now that Bush is back in, trust me, I'm pretty sure most of the alphabet soups don't have any trouble getting their fucking cash.
Well, let's talk. One more. What?
There was a census in New Zealand last week.
Oh, I know this one. This
and,
is a good one.
The
official religion.
They told a lot of people, I guess it went around in email, to mark their religion as Jedi.
Yeah.
Instead of whatever they would normally put down. And so we won't know for a couple of weeks, but I thought that was pretty cool.
That they may actually be listed as a Jedi nation.
There may be enough people that they'll
Lucas
have to make
is probably
one.
A big enough dick that he'll sue New Zealand.
You can't take Jedi.
And knowing fucking Lucas, he'll probably win.
Or maybe he'll just fly down there and actually start the religion.
Breaker One, I did see the All Your Base T-shirt.
Goes down there and figures out, like, hey, now that I've been declared, the leader of a religion, you have to let me live tax-free with my millions. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Somebody mentioned an All Your Base T-shirt.
Yes.
There's about 50 of them, okay? Everyone has jumped on the bandwagon. It's over, okay?
Cult was first.
It's all over. We've got some rants that Sean recorded today.
Yay, new rants.
Actually, we got 4 of them. And these aren't my usual laid-back, dope-smoking Sean rants.
These are motivated, Sean.
These are goal-oriented Sean. These are those kind of fucking Sean rants. I've discovered the secret of what is involved with making myself really, you know, better at rants. And
2 weeks of living on nothing but cracked gunpowder and, like, water?
No.
Did you drink all these Dr. Peppers yourself today?
No, but I did slam a very large coffee. I'm thinking the bean is king.
The bean is
king. I'm thinking that the bean is God.
The bean is working.
The bean is your friend. The bean saves. Let him.
God, another one has fallen to Seattle.
This would explain when I ran into you at Starbucks and you were, like, totally going off on the whole
Ranger Slurpee.
That would be a Ranger Slurper you down
Ranger
just before
Slurpees,
that.
Ranger Slurpees, yes, yes. For those who are in need
Mocha
of a quick...
Mocha Valencia's, there's another one for him.
Yeah, Mocha, triple Mocha Valencia.
and you need
those,
the triple.
I'll have one of those apple cider things, thank you very much.
No. What you do is you got to have yourself your Ranger coffee. You get yourself a can of Coke and you get one of those little packets of instant coffee. Then you dump the instant coffee into the Coke and drink it.
Is this for the Rangers that have to work at like 3 a.m.?
Yes, this is for the Rangers.
And that's until 3 a.m. the following week.
This is for the Code Rangers, the Rump Rangers.
My personal thing was a can of Jolt Cola and a couple of caffeine tablets as well. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that would do it
too. That's dangerously close to drugs.
Borderline.
I'm not a drug addict. I'm just drinking coffee.
And bats.
Which one do you want to play?
What do we got? What do we got? Longer.
Desert Telephone.
Lining pasters. Like doing lines of pasters choice. Yeah.
Let's play, we'll go soft, hard, soft, hard. Let's play Scotty's Rant first.
Okay, here's Scotty's Rant on Rant Radio.
This is a rant about Scott Harker, who
really?
Is in the studio with us tonight.
Wow.
Okay, he's the British guy.
The British guy with the hat.
The hat.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Come with me into the trees. We lay on the grass and let hours pass.
So you see, it's like this. I got a buddy of mine. His name's Scotty. And you know what? He flew all the way over here several thousand miles to go hang out with this chick. And you know what? They got married, and it was all cool. But see, there's one small problem. You see, the problem is that people today are afraid to stand on their own two feet. See, that's the problem. What happens is that they wind up using their parents as excuses. They wind up flying back to their parents for just making any kind of decision. They're like, you know the type I'm talking about. You know the kind that, you know, if you have an argument with anyone, they're the kind that go running home to mommy and daddy because that's what they've done. They're in entire fucking lives. Why? Because they're weak. That's why. Because they're weak and they can't do anything on their own. So when someone goes and stretches themselves out far beyond any other rational means, then they just have to go home and they can't stand on their own two legs. They have to constantly bring another family into the fight. They have to strike back in any petty, puny fucking way that they can, and they just won't stop it. It just keeps going on and on and on. And when that person realizes, when my buddy Scotty realized that his leg was going to be the gigantic fat bag of shit that it became, he decides, you know what? I'm gonna leave. And he bailed. He bailed on a situation which was already bad in a fucking hostile area that he didn't even know. Didn't know anybody. And that was when he met me. And now I'm fucking pissed about it too, because I got a good buddy who's sitting there and he's been fucking lied to. He's been lied to by everyone who comes along and sits there and misrepresents themselves. So you know what this all the moral of this story is, kids? The moral is this of this story is there is always a way out. If my buddy Scotty could get out of a situation where he was in a foreign country, didn't know anybody, in a shitty fucking marriage, you can always leave. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Your television. Let me hear you speaking just for me.
Listen to Rant Radio, because it's office vandalism.
Radio because it's office vandalism.
I like that.
If you listen at the office.
Dead air. Quick must have filler, otherwise we'll lose our shot cut audience. Quickly go to the pictures of that fucking Rorschach puppy again. Boom! There goes slow-mo. Oh, man.
How young is too young to give a life sentence to?
What?
This kid was given a life sentence jail.
For what?
Is he black?
He's 14 years old.
When he was 12 years old, he was play wrestling with a 6-year-old girl and killed her.
Okay.
That's what he says, he was play wrestling. There's many, 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 many wounds on this girl.
Okay.
In any case, though, he was 12 years old, and the judges basically they rejected a plea bargain because it was earlier, and now the judge said, oh. I guess I'll put him away for life.
No.
14.
No, that's wrong. They should have just killed him.
Get it over with, huh?
Yep, this fucking
circle gets the square.
There you go.
Eye for an eye.
And I believe
you're going in the ring with
so
the Rock.
Early, you know, it sucks that you fucked up so early and don't get rid of your life at all.
It's better to kill them while they're young. That way you're not so attached to them.
I am the serious advocate for death. But, like, trust me, I am, like, I'm death's biggest fan.
No, it's kind of like in Vietnam. You know, it's better to get it in the first couple of weeks.
You know, it's the same thing.
No, I'm sorry.
The world's a battleground.
I'm sorry. At 12 and 14, the kid needs a lot of fucking therapy.
That shit's expensive. Kill him. You wax that little motherfucker.
Actually, I'm gonna have to appeal to go on.
Fuck that! His head's coming off.
I'm gonna have to eat your hair. Now, okay?
it's too young for that.
I have girl on the left throwing knives the size of kukris at my head.
I can understand, like, the kid would need to be like monitored for like
a while. Sure, monitor me, not life.
Fucking give him serious.
I think
why waste your
too?
Time? Why waste your time on this human being that's killing people? I mean, there are so many people out there that could use your time. Well, you know, wait. Look, okay, how many homeless people or whatever people out there that aren't killing people? Then you're wasting money and time on this guy who killed someone.
No, Drexel.
No.
Wait.
There's lots of people that could use that time and money to make them actually better, that you could trust in society.
Wait, one.
That
they should be doing that anyway.
We don't have the money and time to do either.
We
if we're going to do it for this guy, why don't we take that and put it into this guy?
We could always go and just monitor them this way. Beep, beep, beep. Click. Oh, off they go. Quick impersonation for you. Rustle. Bang, bang, fuck, I'm dead. There you go. That's how it ends, you know. They fucking grease, let you go. Little grave. You know, recycle.
Tell me we got the shot.
I don't know what the answer is. I don't think it's not death and it's not life imprisonment.
As soon as Sean started talking, I was lost.
That was because you tried to be lost and you were in a good place then.
Oh, good place. La la.
What are you doing?
You don't accidentally kill someone playing
wrestling. And I don't think he did.
I was 12 years old.
Saying what, reading through it.
I did some really meaty fucking play wrestling when I was 12, and I never killed one.
Were they play wrestling on the edge of a cliff and she fell off?
This other kid was really fucked up.
I quote.
How
did I meet you?
I was fighting with a sword and a battle axe with another buddy of mine outside your yard. That's how actually we met.
You were saying now.
Now, oh yeah, that's fine. Now, I was 14, and if I'd have cut that fucking guy's head off, then yeah, I'd expect myself, well, I guess I'd get my whole head in front of a shotgun.
Yeah, there's a difference between two consensual adults trying to kill each other with swords and saying, yes,
14, you're a consensual adult?
Yeah. Okay, consensual people. Two people trying to kill each other.
BC
consensual,
sir.
Okay, I used adults, that's wrong. Consensual people, okay?
Little people.
It's a difference between two people, you know, playing with swords and accidentally killing someone in wrestling. And, oh, I accidentally beat her to death.
What was you watching, UFC doing the Greco-Roman stuff or what? How the fuck? Oh, well, you know, I saw this there.
He saw that Russian guy, the one that picks him up by the... You know, the one he picks him up by...
I only knew the guy with the...
No, obviously the supposed play wrestling is a lie. But still, at the point is, at 12 years old...
You die. You die now.
He's a 12-year-old. He's a 12-year-old child. Let's treat him as an adult. Let's toss him in an adult jail.
Wait. It takes most people until they get a lot older to turn into psychos.
The point is that this 12-year-old kid took a 6-year-old girl and, in the most excruciating way possible, beat her to death.
Yeah. I think... And so he just did know what he was doing. 12 years old.
Before pain, she must have been screaming, no, stop.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Guys.
And so what are you saying? We should, you know...
I got to go with Sean on this.
Exactly. Like, what are you rescuing here? What are you wasting your time to save? There are so many people on the planet. Too many people on the planet. And you're wasting time trying to save this person?
Society needs to be protected from this kid.
Yes.
He probably will feel like he'll do other bad things.
The person making these assessments, as far as I understand, from what I can tell... Like, I mean, granted, I've not paid the closest attention to this case, but as far as I can tell, it's not being made on the principle of this particular child is extremely damaged and it's going to be a dangerous offender. That it's being on the other grounds of, oh, we have to be tough on crime. We have to make sure that all children are put into adult court.
You would have been all right with putting him away for life as long as the prosecutor had said, he's a psycho and we don't need to have people like this in our society.
If the kid had been, like, properly assessed by somebody who's trained in looking out for this shit. That's one thing.
You have way too much faith in fucking people trained to look after
you. No, I put more faith in a trained psychologist than I would in some judge who's voted in and wants to be look like he's tough on crime.
Yeah, I put more faith in the simple fact that he beat someone to death, and we have a fact. Here's a child that beat someone to death. Do we have space in our society for this job?
Okay. Look yourself.
No.
Look yourself
no.
as the kid.
Where's
Here's
my
your
jumper
new
cable?
Swing set.
Where are my jumper cables?
Here's your new swing set. Don't mind the noose.
Okay, I'm sorry. You, it's like it's a child. It's not an adult. It didn't make an
I knew what the fuck I was doing when I was nine.
If you know enough to beat a child to death, oh, the 6 year old
was
fun.
Damaged so much internally that bits of her internal organs were broken off.
Like, fucked
That's
up. Like, this chick would
But
fuck.
He was only 12.
The forensic evidence is too great.
Oh, yeah, he knew what he was
well,
doing.
Like,
it wasn't
I mean,
a right.
I don't know anything about the forensic evidence.
I'm not even saying that he didn't on purposely try to... I'm not saying that he didn't try to on purposely try to kill this little girl.
Cash.
I believe he probably did. But the thing is, I think at 12... We
How?
Have to,
where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
What if a 5-year-old tries to kill someone?
Kill him. If a 5-year-old tries to kill someone, there's
what?
Something wrong with the kid.
What?
Get rid of him. We don't want him in the gene pool.
What point at which do we say that a child is too young to know what they're doing? Like, what point? There has to be a point.
If you're trying to kill someone, you know what you're doing. You're trying to kill someone.
You have the capability of it.
There's a difference between going, oh, daddy, what's this? Bang! Oh, fuck,
it's
a gun.
Drex, do you consider me to be somebody that should be in society?
Wait a second, the professor is going to say something and he never ever talks, so let him speak.
If we have a brutal attack by a dog, and we put it down, regardless of how old it is. Why don't we just
and
give
it's
a
just, and it's just being a dog. It's not crazy.
You didn't answer,
it just wants to bite people.
You didn't answer my question. Do you believe I'm somebody who should be in society, yes or no?
You know, I can say from what I know of you, I've never seen anything to say that you shouldn't. Doesn't mean you should be.
I have tried to kill people, and it was only fucking luck that I didn't succeed.
And you didn't. So what does that mean? That means you get to live. You're pretty strong.
You
That's
get
right.
to live.
Did you kill anyone? Science. Nope. Okay, carry on.
I have actually tried. I seriously tried to kill
didn't
people.
Try hard
a couple
enough,
of
eh?
Why?
What?
Why?
Because it was either emotional at the time or it was what I thought was my life.
Okay, that's acceptable. That's like survival.
That's not
hey, here's someone half my age when I'm only 12.
Everyone loves
Let's
the accent.
Let's beat them to death.
Make the British guy talk again.
Make the British
Hello.
Guy talk.
How
then,
are
then,
you?
Then,
that's
this
a just a British guy.
Oh, not even Wensleydale.
Okay.
The next well, one. Entrepreneur proposes offshore Napster clone. Guess where he's taking it?
Sealand.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That way, Colt can take that over when we invade that fucking complex.
A young Canadian entrepreneur hopes to circumvent U.S. litigation and threatens to kill Canadian song-sharing system by setting up a version of the service offshore. This
we'll
is
still be able to download our Gowan songs. Yeah!
It's what we all need.
Gowan's good.
And this
the
is
criminal mind this is all I've ever had.
This is the Canadian that set up Fairtunes.com.
Call him Larry.
If you remember what
Fairtunes... 60-second Nightmare or The Ringleader.
If you remember what Fairtunes is...
What's Fairtunes?
It was
it's the virtual online tipping jar.
Virtual online tipping jar. So that you could go there, give your credit card number, give whoever $4, raised in black, here, $50 for Courtney Love.
$2 for Metallica, whatever.
Metallica made $3,
Kurt Cobain didn't
and they
that much.
Cashed the check.
they
actually took the check.
I would.
Most of the bands have not actually taken the check because of admittance of guilt or something. Oh, then they say it's okay to be trading our MP3s.
It would be considered like tacit acceptance of the deal.
Yeah, but Metallica did anyway because they'll take any money they can get.
Yeah, because they're a boy band
anyway.
Now and
short hair, all looking all preppy.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would have cashed that check.
I really
would have bought
God.
A Big Mac combo.
I hope they got
a Big Mac combo.
I hope they got
a
standing
$3
near the bus driver when they're like walking in front of the street. I swear to God, I'm going to just take the bus over.
You'll run over, press your foot on his foot
yes.
on the gas.
Yes,
Oops,
I will.
I slipped.
No, I wouldn't. I'll go to jail saying I tried to kill them.
Well, we're still all up and hyper. You want to play another rant?
Sure. This next one is.
Let's play the office chair one.
Office chair.
That's a good one.
Uh-oh. Angry Sean.
Angry Sean.
Angry Sean with office chair.
Angry Sean.
Sean angry?
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
So here I am. I'm sitting at my desk, and I realize to myself, is you know what? My life is a big bag of shit. I'm sitting at my desk, and I realize my life is a big bag of shit. I'm sitting at my fucking desk, and I realize my life is a big bag of shit. I am sick of having my water rations from a small plastic cooler at the end of the fucking hall. That's what I'm sick of. You with the tie. You look like a fucking idiot. Did you know that? I hate it. I hate my job. I hate everything about my job. I hate who I'm dealing with. I hate who I have to work with. Our clients suck. Our clients suck. Our clients are the biggest bunch of assholes I've ever had to deal with in my life. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm going to get out, and I'm going to go up to the window, and I'm going to throw my fucking chair through it. It's going to watch, and I'm going to fall out of sight, see it fall into traffic, down into the traffic below. And I bet you some car alarms are going off now. I bet you some car alarms are going off now, aren't they? I'm just going to go home right now, get some food coloring, and fuck up my cat. It'll be great. He'll be running around scaring the neighbor's cats, and they'll be fucking, they'll think, oh my God, we're going to have kittens that are going to be blue and pink and purple. And what the fuck is going to happen then? Then I'm going to have to go buy something that's leopard print. Anything leopard print. Somebody get me some shit that's leopard print. I'm going to put everything I'm on from now on. It's going to be some kind of animal fabric. That'll be fucking fantastic. I'll have zebra striped socks, leopard print pants, and some elephant looking fucking jacket. It'll be wonderful. I'm going to shave my head and tattoo shit on the insides of my eyelids to reconfirm my convictions every time I fucking blink. It'll be great. And I'll have my own life and my own system, my own rules, because I'm sick of everybody else's rules. I'm sick of everybody else's rules. I'm sick of having to deal with other people telling me what to do 24 fucking hours a day. How about you? My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
We need pictures.
Oh, yeah, they do this.
Listen to Rant Radio. We're not always right, but we say what we think.
And that's really what matters.
Yeah, if you do dye your cat, please send in pictures.
That really wasn't very funny.
Dye their poodles pink. No, I wasn't trying to.
I was expecting.
We were trying
to Rant Radio something funny.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah. It's not supposed to be funny. Not all.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little let down.
You were?
I'm sorry.
You know, I heard.
We'll try harder.
Listen to Rant Radio. It should be amusing after that. I don't want to hear something, you know, heartwarming.
Listen to Rant Radio, blah, blah, blah. Because
we love you.
Listen to Rant Radio.
Even something that's only supposed to be funny but isn't funny would have been better.
Like, listen to Rant Radio.
Yes, I was wearing a cardigan when I recorded that. You're right.
And now for something that we think is going to be funny.
And oh, damn.
A group of Canadians blatantly ripping off surefire proven comedy with bad British accents. Thank you.
Who's on?
Michael Palin would be first, so that would be you, you limey fucking teabag motherfucker.
Aren't we going to say four well-dressed men sitting together at a vacation resort?
No, I don't think it's
needed. I think that's part of the screenplay.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
It's radio.
I don't think
it's
you
like,
say your name.
It's like
go with it.
Drama class all over again. Okay, let's
MP.
Begin again.
Scotty, go.
Well,
you're
this
lying.
Is going to take
I
a lot of editing.
I say we play the
later.
Intro again.
Okay.
Take two live.
Terribly sorry, chaps.
And now,
a group of Canadians blatantly ripping off surefire proven comedy with bad British accents. Thank you.
I told you to write them.
You're up. Very passable. This very passable.
Nothing like a good glass of Chateau de Chatelet wine, eh, Gassiah?
You're right there, Obadiah.
Who'd have thought 30 years ago we'd all be sitting there drinking Chateau de Chatelet wine? Aye, in them days, we'd be glad to have the price of a cup of tea.
Cold tea.
Without milk or sugar.
Or tea.
In a filthy cracked cup.
We never used to have a cup. We used to have to drink it out of a rolled up newspaper.
Best we could manage was to suck on a piece of damp cloth.
But you know, we were happy in those days. Though we were poor.
Aye, because we were poor. My old dad used to say to me, money doesn't buy happiness.
He was right. I was happier then and I had nothing. We used to live in a tiny old house with great big holes in the roof.
House? You were lucky to have a house. We used to live in one room, all 126 of us, no furniture. Half the floor was missing. We were all huddled together in one corner for fear of falling.
You were lucky to have a room. We used to have to live in the corridor.
Oh, we used to dream of living in a corridor. Would have been a palace to us. We used to live in an old water tank on a rubbish tip. We got woken up every morning by having a load of rotten fish dumped all over us. House? Oh.
Well, when I say it was a house, it was a hole in the ground covered by a piece of tarpaulin. But it was a house to us.
We were evicted from our hole in the ground. We had to go live in a lake.
You were lucky to have a lake. There are 160 of us living in a small shoebox in the middle of the road.
Shoebox?
Aye. You were lucky. We lived for 3 months in a brown paper bag in a septic tank. We used to have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, clean the bag, eat a crust of stale bread, go to work down the mill for 14 hours a day, week in, week out. When we got home, our dad used to thrash us to sleep with his belt.
Luxury. We used to have to get out of the lake at 3 o'clock in the morning, clean the lake, eat a handful of hot gravel, go to work at the mill every day for tuppence a month, come home and Dad would beat us around the neck and head with a broken bottle, if we were lucky.
Well, we had it tough. We used to have to get out of the shoebox at 12 o'clock at night and lick the road clean with our tongues. We had a handful of freezing gold gravel, worked 24 hours a day at the mill for 4 pence every 6 years, and when we got home, our dad would slice us in two with a bread knife.
Right. I had to get up in the morning at 10 o'clock at night, half an hour before I went to bed, eat a lump of cold poison, work 29 hours a day down the mill, and pay our owner permission to come to work, and when we got home, our dad would kill us and dance about on our grave, singing hallelujah.
But you try and tell the young people that today, and they won't believe you.
No.
You've just listened to a group of Canadians blatantly ripping off Shorefire proven comedy with bad British accents. Thank you.
Oh, yes, yes.
My God.
Yes. I'm new low in comedy.
Yes, absolutely new low. Everybody there was faking their British accents, except for Scott.
Except me. I did my best Yorkshire accent. Oh, thank you. Well, what did you think, Chance? Was that good?
Yeah, did you?
It sucked. I thought it went terribly well.
They're all like, they probably don't know what they're talking about. They're like,
what are they doing?
Who's Monty Python?
Well, yeah. Probably. Oh, the mirror is coming crashing down to Earth.
Yay.
Everyone's in a panic.
The atmosphere. It's really crashing on the southern hemisphere.
Come on. So how many people could it kill? You know, at the worst. They've hit like the World Trade Center. What, 100,000?
Well, you don't have to worry.
We're fine.
Hemisphere. Nobody important lives in the southern hemisphere.
It's going to come down between March 18th and March 20th, I think.
March 18th, my birthday, right on.
They postponed it. This is
it's not the 17th.
This is an older story. I think they
celebrate on the 17th.
Postponed it 2 weeks from here. But other things that have come down, it says... in 1991, Mir's predecessor, Salyut 7, plunged into the Andes Mountains. And in 1978, a wreckage from a Soviet military satellite crashed into the Canadian Arctic.
Bastards!
The United States fared a little better when its abandoned Skylab rained debris over Western Australia. So they're not quite
completely
accurate.
How is it that they're hanging on? There's only one handy one. The Australians are kind of pissed off by it. Shit, not another one.
Yeah, so...
Well, actually, the one I love is the one in the Andes. Does anyone remember that?
No.
There was actually a nuclear, like, we're talking plutonium tank.
Oh, God,
fucking
really?
In the Andes. It took them months to find it.
Months to find it.
Yeah.
Well, then it couldn't have been that radioactive.
No, it wasn't radioactive.
Now, the problem is you can make a bomb out of it. That's the problem.
It was very open.
Oh,
yeah,
very
contained.
It didn't
bust open, but the thing is it took them months to fucking find this thing.
Wait. So what's the big deal? I mean, I bet if you go into those mountains, you'll find, you know, like,
lots
natural radioactive...
Not that concentrated.
Not that concentrated. If it had come down near a village or in a watershed, it could have... gone into the water.
And then from there, we would all have tasty plutonium-laced water.
You know,
all
I find it amazing.
And three-eyed fish.
Yum. Every week, Jack screams for the death of everyone on the planet, yet he seems so concerned about individual people and towns. And
he just wants everyone wiped out all at once.
Everyone has to die or no one.
It's very simple. Jack, like everyone else, is entitled to his own hypocrisy.
That's very true.
Oh, yeah.
I turn my back on you.
You know, I actually stood up for all of you guys. I used
when was
you
it?
Guys this week.
I don't
I
believe
used,
you.
I used you guys as a threat.
As a threat?
We're going to.
Better be nice, sir.
We'll get the What the Hell Show talking to you.
No. I use my friends. I just use my friends as a general statement.
You throw in our powerful...
Presence
are about for your own good,
your
huh?
intimidation.
Yes.
That was amazing.
I had a group...
I mean, use it sparingly. Go ahead.
Okay, I should start this story off by explaining that the dumbest form of humanoid is a longshoreman.
I'd see your longshoreman and raise you a realtor.
Yeah.
Damn, you know.
I'd see your realtor and raise you a generalized laborer on a construction site.
I think he's got him.
I see your generalized labor on a construction site and raise you a Scientologist.
He wins.
Woohoo!
Yeah, all right. I'll give you that one.
Okay. Okay.
So we've established that the Scientologists are the stupidest form of life on the planet.
Okay. All right.
He's in the lower phyla.
Okay. I have the lower form of life here with a longshoreman. Now, a few months back, now where I work, we manufacture chlorine gas and a few other toxic chemicals.
Very safe environment.
So the way they do that is they take huge amounts of salt and electricity and break it down, and that creates the chlorine, hydrochloric acid.
Miracle of hydrolysis.
Yes. So we have a boat that pulls in and literally dumps off metric tons. I mean, we're talking like 60,000 tons a load.
It's better than those imperial tons.
Of fucking huge, just like tons of salt. So when this comes in, unfortunately, we have to use longshoremen because of their union contract with unloading anything from the ocean. No, I'm serious. No, we have to. I mean, there's the entire thing is automated, but we still need longshoremen there. So
to watch,
yeah, essentially. So they came up with this.
There has to be proper hazard. If you know, a ton of salt fell and didn't land on anyone.
Yeah, I know, exactly. There has to be someone there that can get squished. But so in order to at least know how many bodies we're supposed to drag out of this place when the chlorine gas does actually burst, we have to take down everyone's name. We don't need the whole name. We just need one name so we know roughly how many people we're supposed to drag out of here. And the longshoremen complained about this, certain that the only reason we were doing this is it was management trying to make sure that they're working. Yeah, so...
And they thought that was unfair because they might not have been working.
That would be a sin to say that, fuck, you assholes have to work. Anyway.
Yeah, so...
they just do a head count.
We went to WCB about this, and they actually sided with us, and the Longshoremen's Union actually backed down with us with no problem.
Wow.
So
okay.
We've had no real problems with these guys, but every now and then when the boat comes in, you get at least one idiot who still hasn't heard or still doesn't understand the basic concept. So this guy goes trying to walk past me, and I'm like, hey, hold on one second. You need to have this respirator so that if the gas released, you don't die. And can I please have your name? I'm not giving you my fucking name. Okay, we've been through this before. Just give me your first name. I'm not giving you my fucking first name. That's fucking bullshit. Okay, you can either give me your name or I can call our foreman and your shift foreman and they can argue it with you and probably just send you home because that's what usually happens. You fucking cost me a penny. I'll fucking kill you. Pardon?
And this is where it degenerates.
Okay.
So I spun him around.
No. Never laid a hand on him, but I went, okay, so here's how we can play this. One, I can call the police, and I can have you charged with uttering a threat. Oh, that's just the fucking way you would play this.
Or I can shoot you with this 12-gauge.
Or two, I can crawl across this fucking counter and kill you my fucking self and call it self-defense. You fucking think you can take me? Oh, I know I can. And if I can't, I guarantee you my friends will hunt you down and kill you.
Well, that's
what?
Not really us.
My friends will hunt you down and kill you. Well, fuck, you don't have to get so fucking testy about it.
Oh, okay, that's over the top then. Huh?
So
you're throwing your friends in.
So I call the ship foreman, I call his foreman. Sure enough, he gets sent home, bitching and complaining. So,
wait. The guy went home rather than give you his first name.
No, once
is he a spy?
No, once
it's
I...
It's gone too far.
It's gone too far. Once this has happened, the ship foremans will just send this guy home because he's a problem. So rather than have him work on the site, they just send him home.
Because he'd be bitching all day about that anyway.
Yeah.
Let him cool down at home.
If he can't bitch about that, he would bitch about something else.
Yeah.
So
generally
so they send this asshole home, and the ship foreman, he had, of course, had to tell everything about the argument. And I'm like, hey, the guy threatened my life. I threatened his. I also threw my friends in that they would hunt him down. And he went, the ship foreman was kind of chuckling. He said, did you actually say that? I said, oh, yeah. I said, yeah, your friends would hunt him down. I said, oh, fucking assuredly they'd hunt him down. I should have mentioned that as I speak.
The other long men would be pulling him out of the water.
As I speak, several of my friends are currently taking a knife fighting course.
Oh, well.
Danger.
Well,
okay,
why does everybody shut up whenever I say anything now?
Well, because we're expecting the next fucking news story.
Okay.
Like the U.S. Supreme Court
allows KKK to adopt a highway.
Now, there's
adopt
a great idea.
Ah, the Supreme Court allowed Monday the Ku Klux Klan to participate in a state Adopt a Highway cleanup program in which volunteers pick up littering along the highway.
Now, I don't know about you.
I would love a picture.
I would love to see
just
Klan members
video.
Walking along with fucking...
The hood, full out... Picking up garbage.
Boys in the hood out there picking up garbage. That'd be amazing.
I don't mind the fact that the KKK are out there cleaning up the highways. I just wish they were doing it in orange jumpsuits with chains around their ankles.
Yes.
Tell me, is this one of the highways they drag somebody down?
This is the...
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck.
Fat of her cold.
Yes.
Well, I
here you are.
Put
here's a shovel and
here.
A mop. Please clean it up.
Please. We need you to clean up something in the middle of that lane. Please stand there and scrub.
Some rednecks tied somebody to the back of their truck and dragged them down the highway, killing
yeah.
him in the process,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, it's a pretty rough way
it's
to go, too.
Disgusting.
That's
man.
A nasty way to check out.
That yeah. is a pretty hard way to check out.
And they
out.
All went to jail, thank God.
So, like, what does that mean? Does that mean Klan members walk up and down the highway picking up garbage?
Yes, they do. In that portion of the highway.
Where exactly?
Makes me
let me get a fucking 12-figure grid on that portion of
it's
highway.
On a portion
Realm
of highway.
Realm of Missouri.
It's a big sign saying, you know, this portion of highway, you know, next to the Ku Klux Klan, bubbity bubbity. And it's apparently a stretch where a lot of black school children are bussed through. So this
yes.
is why, this is a big reason why people are saying, is like, does this constitute a threat?
The half-mile
like an implied
stretch
threat
of
threat against black people who go through here?
That's right. It's a half-mile stretch on Interstate 55.
Now, I don't know, because I can't say, I'm not black, and I have the fortune of not truly ever being really prejudiced against. But I have to
well,
say that if I was black...
Weren't you in your
yeah,
high
I,
school?
No, I was, but I'm not talking... I mean, that's something different between being picked on by a group of peers who live around you and having feel the entire society is against you.
Oh, right, okay.
So as I said, I haven't really truly been prejudiced against.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that if I was black and I was going down that highway, oh my God, would the things I would dump there.
Ah, there's a way to fight back. It's actually a good thing that
little,
they're adopting the highway.
Little
diaper bag,
little
fell open.
Little stuffed KKK members soaked in HIV-positive blood.
Ah, and this is the point. No, hold it. I'll go here.
DMSO and AIDS-tainted blood objects.
Or DMSO and acid along the side of the highway and Klan members wandering back and forth on the front of the highway thinking they can buy the ticket, take the ride.
I want to play with the cars.
La 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 la.
Spock.
Yeah, looks for you. Hey,
do we got that? Tell me we got that. It's on the 6 o'clock, baby.
Oh yeah.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Absolutely. We'll put that up on the forefront. We'll have like make sure we get the whites whiter. That'll be really good. Yeah. We'll put the soap
yeah.
commercial in there. They'll think it's sick humor. We'll be able to pull it off. All right.
For the first time in the Census 2000, I'm not sure exactly where this is, I guess just U.S. Census Bureau,
okay.
you're able to check off more than one race on your little ballot card.
So what you're saying is that people may be of more than one racial background.
Yes.
Oh, my God, when did this happen?
We've interbreeded enough.
There's
I think it happened last year. There was that couple in the news.
There is a word that I'm trying to remember. Now, this is what the Southern South was scared of back in the Civil War between the intermediate...
What was the word? Miscegenation?
Miscegenation, that's it, yes.
What does that mean?
It means
exactly.
mixing of the races.
Ooh. Oh,
where
scary.
One day we will all become brown.
And then actually, there's certain evangelical groups that believe that interracial breeding will bring around the is one of the conditions that's necessary for bringing around the Antichrist.
Well,
that
shows
one
they
world
because I am the Antichrist,
and it's already here.
And it's already here. So they're
you
fucked.
Don't you have to live for 1,000 years now? Isn't that how it is?
I believe so. Fuck,
yeah.
I hope so.
So we get 1,000 years.
That was in my contract.
Reign of terror from Sean Kennedy.
Actually, it's supposed to be a reign
stick.
Of peace, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's supposed to really
actually,
kick ass.
It was a reign of peace, and then Jesus is supposed to show up.
And fuck everything
oh,
up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just want to get everything running.
Everything's turning smoothly.
Wait a minute. I haven't had anybody fresh up here in months. What the fuck is going on? So anyway.
Third Baptist growing...
A reign of peace, we're supposed to interpret it as a bad thing because... Why exactly?
No, because then you're being turned away from God. Wow, God's been with us for thousands of years, and everything's been fighting, and Sean took over, and fuck, it's been 1,000 years of peace. And God all gets jealous and kicks my ass.
Okay, then.
We're going to play the...
I'm starting to understand that Milton shit now.
Whoa, Jesus.
Yeah, seven layers of hell and stuff, you know. Animals and barking.
I always thought that was a chocolate
moose
cake.
Barking flies. And big locust.
We're gonna play the telephone rant.
Two-headed cat.
The telephone rant?
Yes, out in the middle of nowhere. Telephone.
Oh, sure, yeah.
We didn't
play
that one yet, right?
Yeah, this is for my buddy Merritt Davis.
Uh-huh. And then...
Hope you're listening, Merritt.
If there's...
Merritt Davis, I'll give a little bit of background here. Merritt Davis was a chick that I met who covered the story of the...
Yes, I remember
the,
her. Yeah, mix, in the mix.
I'm not too sure. But anyway, she was out in the middle of the Mojave Desert, and there was a phone booth out there. And I go over this in the fucking rant, but it's very, very cool. And Merritt Davis was the one covering this, and I got a chance to talk to her.
I thought that's a very cool thing, a telephone booth.
Oh, fuck, it was amazing!
In the middle of nowhere.
Somebody can find it, the Mojave Desert phone booth. Do a search post in the IRC. You guys can read about it. Whatever, Mojave, fucking Mojave, whatever.
And if people want to hear it, vote in the IRC. Yay or nay for hearing Kids of Whitney High, Girlfriend.
And no!
The chorus is, everybody is my girlfriend.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and I draw attention to...
They're all saying no.
The music behind...
The music
behind my rant, if anyone wants to know, is from a group called Project X.
You will want it.
And you will want this music. It is amazing.
Oh, it's pretty.
They are saying no. You said
no.
Both.
A lot of
they
people are.
No.
It's split.
No, it's not split. It's mostly no.
Fuck them. They'll take whatever we feed them. Play it, Tim.
One person said
yes. Zombie is saying no over and over again.
Eat it, you little fuck.
It's my fucking show.
It's our show.
Our
it's
show.
Show. You'll eat it. Suck it, bitch. The screen's going crazy. No, God, no.
Please
no,
kick zombie.
Suck. No, please, God, no.
Kick zombie. Okay, here's the telephone rant.
Why? What did he do?
He's spamming.
You know what's really shitty when the government has to do things and ban things and destroy things in order to keep you safe because you're too fucking stupid to stay alive in a modern everyday culture? Oh, I'm sorry. People jump off of bridges, so we're going to make bridges illegal. Case in point. What's my point? I'm talking about the Mojave Desert payphone. Anybody remember this thing? It was a payphone in the middle of the fucking desert, which became a phenomenon. You see, a good buddy of mine was talking to me, and she said,
oh, yeah, we went down there, we checked it out, it was very cool.
Well, concept, this is a payphone in the middle of fucking nowhere, okay? And people could phone it, and it got on the internet with the modern media, and everybody blew it all over the world, and people were phoning this thing. They were phoning this thing from all over the planet, and there was a guy that was Desert Chad, and he was answering the phone, and it was cool, drinking his Baileys and shit. It fucking ruled, and you know what? The Parks Board took it down because retarded people tried to drive out to the middle of the Mojave Desert to go to the payphone because they took down this modern phenomenon spectacle because people were hurting themselves because they would drive out there, they were idiots, and they had no water, and therefore they had to take it down for the good of all. For the good of all, we must destroy this phenomenon because it's too dangerous. Hey, listen, some fucking asshole's too dumb to realize if I drive out in the middle of the desert, I should bring some water or I will die. If not, natural selection in action. I don't really see a problem here, but no, we have to fucking deal with this, and I've lost that phone is gone now. It's gone. Dial tone is no longer present. You cannot make a call. What if I broke down? Now I couldn't make that call. It sucks. It sucks bad, and there's not a fucking thing you can do about it, and that's because people are not willing to take responsibility for themselves. Talk about bullshit. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Listen to Rant Radio, because everything else is just commercials.
Girlfriend. when I'm with just one girl. I can't help it, other girls are on my mind. Every girl's my girlfriend. Coming.
Back to Eli. Go back to Whitney High.
Yeah. This week.
They're the house band.
Yeah, they are.
What
they
the hell show.
Definitely the What the Hell house band. Yeah. This
yeah.
week, we had a little problem with the SkyTrain.
Oh, no.
Yep. Yeah. Apparently, a rail stopped working, which isn't that bad. But given the wonderful people we have at our SkyTrain, this became a complete and utter fucking clusterfuck.
So after two doubles of vodka, you began to fuck with the locals, is what you said.
Oh, yes. So I'm. This is my Monday, essentially. It was on Wednesday. It's my first day back after my days off, and I'm pissed because I'm already an hour late, and I'm like, and
this is on the way to work.
This is on the way to work, and they're telling us we have to get off the bus, off the train to get on a bus. To go for two stops to get back on the train so we can keep going. So, yeah, okay. So I'm like, all right. And so I get down.
At least you have something to blame it on now.
Yeah, they have like 10,000 people. It was insane. There was over, honestly, there was over 400 people at our stop waiting to get on the buses. And they're just like coming every 5 minutes.
Did we mention this is right during the middle of the evening rush?
Evening rush. So I'm on there and everyone is pissed off. Everyone's bitchy. And the information they're giving everyone was so fucking confused. I'm trying to explain what I don't understand for like 300 times. A minute to people, so that other I spoke to one person, and so everyone assumed I knew what the fuck was going on.
Were you wearing your uniform?
Yes,
of course.
Yeah, so
that's the guy in the uniform.
So
he looks important.
I'm about to get on the bus, and I've been noticing there's this now. Like I said, this is not a racial statement. What I'm about to make, I always say that, and it always becomes
it's
a bad
cultural,
thing.
Right?
No, I think what it is anyone who grows up in an extremely crowded city. I'm talking like Hong Kong or Beijing or Taiwan over there, because I've noticed this is like a trend. It's not all Orientals when I say this. It's only a few of them seem to be monstrously impolite, especially the larger the crowd. And I think what it is they got this feeling that if they don't leap for whatever opportunity there is, they're going to be left out, which is the only cultural thing I can understand. So this guy is, we're talking, a short little Chinese fellow is like just shoving past people in a desperate attempt to be the next one on the bus. And I'm like just climbing up, and I'm just about to step on there, and this guy, who is maybe 5'2", decides to try and get past me as I'm actually on the step of the bus by elbowing and squeezing past me.
Wow.
Now, I'm like, now normally I should have just probably let the guy go, but just watching all of this, given the fact that I was like pissed off about how late it was and everything, I'm like, no, he's not getting past me. So I just kept moving. So he shoves his elbow into me and tries to squeeze past, and I just keep moving. So he almost like pops out of the door, and I step up. Now, that should have been the end of it. But the guy kicked me in the back of the leg. Now, we're not talking that he stepped on my heel or even stepped on me as he was walking up. We're talking he put his toe of his foot hard into the back of my knee.
And this is without a sound.
Just like boot. And I'm like, now, at this point, I figure the elbow he got for free. Well, he didn't get for free because I just wouldn't let him get past me. The kick, however, something is going to have to be done. Now, my plan was at this point...
This will not do.
My plan at this time, because considering my attitude, was I was going to literally pick him up and throw him into the crowd. Because
he was that small.
Crowd surfing!
Mainly because
be
I was that...
They're probably that dense.
Now, Sean will tell you about this. When I'm in a fight, I don't get mad. I normally am not mad.
Uh-huh.
I was seriously...
This is true.
Calmly
takes
control of the situation.
No, that's because most of your fights are profession based.
Yes.
As you some asshole, oh, I'm gonna fucking no, just relax. Yeah. Okay, I'll sit on your chest until you relax.
Stop breathing.
So I figured, no, I was actually really, really fucking pissed at this guy. So I turned around, and I didn't really mean to, but I actually,
stabbed him in the eye.
No, I actually growled. I really growled. So I just turned
back
around.
Back to instinct.
Yeah, I just growled at the guy, turned around, looked down at him.
You should have mooed at him.
And at that point...
You heard a growl? Well, he didn't actually say growl, but it was a growl noise.
It was a guttural throat noise.
Guttural throat noise.
So I growled at the guy, and I turn around, look at him, and he looks up at me, and all the anger I'm feeling drained out of me instantly when I saw his face. His mouth hung open. The color drained out of his face, and both of his eyes popped open so big. I couldn't be angry anymore because I was too busy. I had to stifle a chuckle when I saw the guy. So I just kind of went in and sat down and just waited for the rest of the ride. But I knew for a fact the last time any one of his people had seen anything remotely resembling me, it had been breathing radioactive fire.
Gojira!
I wouldn't have laughed. I would have kicked him back. You know what? It's too late now that I've turned around for you to go, oh, wait a minute, that was stupid to kick the big man. You should have realized how big I was from behind. Especially you, Dak.
Yeah.
I'm sure you would have been able to tell from behind.
Dak is on a higher step. Like,
yeah, you know,
like, fuck, higher.
I would have just farted on the guy, Dak, and burned him in half.
Yes, but Dak doesn't have the radioactive fart.
Especially since from the
he
back.
He can conjure them.
Yeah. Especially
time to time he's not been known to.
At the level of the steps, you know, Dak's ass would have been in his face.
Yeah. It could have been like that Doxilla. Scene from that. It could have been like that scene with the elephant who shoves the guy's head up his ass and fucking.
Actually, I was thinking more along the lines of that scene out of Raiders of the Lost Ark in
been,
the end scene where the guy's head
it
melts.
It would have been like being face to face with two badly parked Volkswagens.
There you go. Have a face full of cheeks there, Chuckles.
Save my walrus! Save me! All right.
So that's it. See that somebody tossed your salad, Dad.
Now you kicked me in the back of the knee. Now you got to toss my salad. I prefer a sir.
That's how that shit works. Let's fire into another rant. Fuck him.
Okay, and then Medic, you have something you
sure,
said?
Sure. Okay, so we'll do a rant. Fuck, we got structure tonight. Holy cow.
Holy cow.
We got all this shit going on. Batman, we're going to fucking play one of my...
I Need, it's called.
Yeah, and then we're going to go straight into Tales from the Street.
Is it Tales from the Street?
Yes,
okay.
It is Tales from the Street.
Here it is.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Some people call me a freak. Some people call me a weirdo, loser, asshole, jackass, fuckhead, scary person, manipulator of youth. Some people call me scary. Some people are afraid. Some people don't want to see anything. They say, you know what your problem is? You've never seen things from the other side. Well, you know what your problem is? You've never seen. You've never seen anything. You've only been programmed. You've only seen what other people want you to see because you're fucking weak and useless, and you've only been fed things through corporate media fucking tube straw that's going right down your throat. You just, I like it. It fucking tastes good. Give me more of that, please. More of that. I like more calories. More of that fucking sugar-coated aspartame chocolatey goodness. Yes, I need that now. I need another holiday that I need to buy something for someone I care about. That is exactly what I need right now. Let's celebrate the birth of our god by crucifixion of another god. We're all running around with a dead rabbit giving each other Easter eggs from cows with hormones. That's a great fucking plan. What the fuck is going on, man? I don't even know what's happening with our society anymore. Everything's gotten so far beyond fast, we don't even make plans anymore. We just send email at the blink of light. I think that's a good thing, but now no one even plans. We're all so rushing. What did you do yesterday? What did you do the day before yesterday? I bet you can't tell me what you did the day before yesterday. I bet you can't tell me what you did the day before yesterday because you don't even have time to fucking think. All you do is you're distracted and then you just react. It's reactive distractions. That's all your life is now. And what you gotta do is know when to turn on the brakes and say, hey, motherfucker, I'm in charge. I'm the guy who's in charge. Not you. Not my email. Not my call forwarding. Not my voice messaging. Not ICQ. None of that shit. It's me. My name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You see Sean in high speed going into the video, smashing things.
Picking him up with a squeegee, it's Ronan Minix Tales from the Street.
Well, back after a hiatus of at least a month or so.
It's so.
Yeah, about that. I managed to dredge through some old notebooks and that and fondly remembered this one call I got when I was
You got hit in the head and the memory shoe closed, didn't it?
Something along those lines. Yeah, those damn bucket heads, they can't remember shit. Yeah, that's me. Guilty as charged. But this takes me back all the way to Fort St. John and getting to deal with other things that I like to refer to as tales from Seismonautica, past tales that both Uncle Dak as well as PVM are quite familiar with.
Seismonautica.
Seismonautica.
Alberta.
It's not Alberta. You start from Alberta. Red Deer. No, you start from Red Deer and head south. Anything down below there is classified as Seismonautica.
Okay.
But that's another story altogether here, Laurent, too. Dealing with these people which are classified as Seismonauticans, here we are, 2 hours out from anywhere, oil rig, 12 guys on a Friday night.
Wow, this sounds like a bad intro to a porno film.
Oh, yeah.
Girl hitchhiking.
Oh. I was so tired and watches the other man remove his fatigue.
Thank you. Come again. Please don't offer
Please
penis,
shoot
my God.
Me.
Funny you mentioned
me.
That.
Call
They're
the
all
police.
Sweaty from working in the oil rig.
Oh, I'm so sweaty. Are you sweaty?
Oh,
I'm
did
sweaty
you see
too.
His
oh. I'm not liking touching oily things. Oh, you
that
have such firm
tonight.
Buttocks. Here we have Seismots. What are you guys doing in there? Suddenly, I am aroused.
I'm aroused too.
Is that so wrong?
This is dirty. I feel dirty. Stop touching me.
Badly acted. Gay porn. You're on radio.
No, we do dubbing, by the way. For contract.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's great. Do it again. I love it.
That's so good. Yeah. Oh,
spoon me some more.
Yeah, you know it's good. Hoop slam. I'll bend over and expand my asshole. We can play Cookie Monster.
Oh, toss my salad.
Continue.
Sorry.
I'm trying to figure out why these guys know so much about gay porn.
We watch gay porn. Is that so wrong?
You were there.
Okay. No, I wasn't. I think I would remember.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry.
I have some bare naked ladies.
Oh. Dude, I read a bare naked ladies / fic this week. I'm still scarred.
Oh! Let's go back.
Getting back to the story.
Because it's gotten way too out of hand. They decide to do a good old-fashioned American tradition.
Fucking each other up the ass?
No. Actually, this one was more of a wholesome one.
There.
where they broke out the case of Jack Daniels.
Oh, here we go.
And one of the brilliant individuals said, "Hey, I just got this here shotgun."
Oh, God.
Here we go. This is always a good start.
So, needless to say, I'm rather impressed, going, "Hey, I'm not going to touch a drop, but I'll play with the shotgun." So I go, I wander off, and they line
just
up a whole...
Just in case they decide to start fucking each other up the ass, my hoop is remaining intact, and I'll be locking my ass in the bathroom
with the shotgun.
Me and this Meisberg and this bottle of Jack Daniels and all the shells I can fucking pack. Thank you very fuck much.
So I was like, "Yeah, okay, you guys go have yourself fun. Have two. You're small. I'm just going to take the shotgun, the 300 rounds, and all your empty bottles. Thanks a lot." And I fuck off. Off in the distance, all of a sudden I hear this loud boom, and it's not from the shotgun I was blowing off. I wander back. Lo and behold, one of the crazy cocksuckers had another shotgun.
They're good like that.
They're great. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's about two others. I look back, and now there's another 11 guys pissed out of their gourds, blasting shotguns at random various expensive pieces of equipment. And I'm going, "Oh,
okay.
I think I'm just going to actually...
break out the handy cam." I'll just be filming this shit. You guys just carry on there. Don't mind me. It's just what I call positive reinforcement of my story, which I will be doing later. And I'll be expecting the new work crew. Do not fucking mind me. Please carry on.
This is when one of them gets the brilliant idea of, "Hey, that's an empty drum. Let's shoot it." Now, it's an old, big 55-gallon drum. Well, the idiot goes, "I can't shoot this straight." So he staggers up about 3 feet, 4 feet away from the barrel.
Now, here's thinking that it's a gas barrel.
Here's thinking that thankfully it's a water barrel, but it is empty, but it is exceptionally thick steel with birdshot.
So that bounces.
Ricochet.
Patang, ricochet. And next thing you know, he's going, "Ah!" as he's grabbing his leg.
Oh,
and I'm like, "Wow, and this is how I get my first gunshot wound to deal with, ladies and gentlemen."
Whoa.
Yes, natural selection. You can't imagine the
sheer...
So
he died.
No, he did not.
So it's not natural selection.
Oh, no, he was far from gone.
Natural selection.
It will reduce his fitness because, you know, some guy...
No, he removed himself from the gene pool.
Ah, okay.
Here we go. Finish the fucking story, man.
What about the glands?
The
girl on the left eye just went wide.
So it wasn't his leg that he was screaming about.
Oh, he was screaming about his leg because there's, like, a whole pile of small little bloody holes all along his thigh, and it seemed to kind of strewn over a little bit as well.
Oh. Sucks to be Boo.
Yeah. Of course, you know, trying to explain this as I do over the radio, calling in for a helicopter.
Explain a guy was drunk, firing off a shotgun in an oil barrel, bounced back, ripped his nuts off.
What are you having a problem with?
Say again, over, send the fucking chopper.
The chopper's coming.
I'm afraid I made a mistake.
The problem was finding a delicate way of
saying this.
Fuck delicacy. You try that shit, you just make things complicated.
All right.
Personal favorite, Tales of Seismonautica, is not a medical condition.
Well, he's not done.
I'm not done yet. So now here comes the true joy. Trying to explain this over the airwaves to a 911 operator, and then saying, "Oh, I see. Was there no, how many people were involved? Oh, about 10 or 11.
Oh no.
Uh-huh.
Oh no.
I was like, "How many were hurt? Oh, just one. I see. And was it self-inflicted, or did someone shoot the other person?" At this point, you know the RCMP are going to be flying out.
Yeah.
So, but fortunately, the helicopter comes in, I package him up, and I go in with him.
You hung the whole lot of them, didn't you?
I wasn't there. See, I was transporting my patient. I didn't witness the accident. I just got this scream, and I heard this loud boom. I thought it was an explosion. I saw his drum blown in half, and a guy screaming and holding his crotch. I didn't know. I just simply treated it as such. Yeah. I didn't know about, you know, I thought it might have been gunshot, considering I saw the shotgun, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Jan's used the ever-popular weasel approach.
I don't know. I'm just hopping on this helicopter here and leaving, and when I come back, there'll be a whole new crew. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Remember, kids, eagles may soar, but
weasels
don't get sucked into jet intakes.
In other words, lie like a motherfucker. Lie some more.
I never lied once.
And go into an extra.
Tell him one other little story. Tell him about how the guy decided to thaw out the dynamite.
No, no.
Oh, no.
If you tell me this is a, if you tell me this is a microwave story, I'm gonna shit.
No, 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 no. It was so cold there, and they needed some dynamite. I forget what the hell it was for. So they decided to thaw it out by what was it? Tying an electric heater around it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh God.
These are among many
well,
other stories.
Well, the good news is it's melted.
The upcoming saga, Tales from Seismonautica.
Yes, save that one for next week.
Okay. Do we have another rant to chase that with?
No, we don't.
Are we out of rants?
Yes, we're out of rants.
You fired all four rounds.
That was all four.
Suck it up, freelance.
Bam, bam, bam.
You fired too fast. You should have saved a couple.
It's the story of my life. On the downside, I never get to have a really good time. On the upside, I won't have kids often.
Yeah, that's it. It's unless somebody else has got some sort of story to relay what happened to them or...
No, I
told you my story's for the week.
Unless you want, for whatever reason, you want to share with the ignorant lady at the gas station, but I think that'd be too boring as hell. I think we should take some calls, actually, if we have nothing else.
Yeah, we're going to go to the calls then.
What's our current time check?
It's 10 to 8. We're not doing too bad.
We're not doing too bad?
Yep.
Another crazy fucking story world thing going on here. Nothing else in the news, Sim?
Let me check.
Let's see what's still going on.
I saw the Bare Naked Ladies in concert this week. Woohoo.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure you're all
hold on. It seems as though it's come up. Where do I get Seismonautica from? Okay.
Oh, there, yeah.
Now, all right.
That would be a good thing to explain.
Yeah. How Seismonautica comes about?
Question and answer here on Rant Radio.
Yes.
Actually, that's a good one. You guys ask us questions at RC. We'll answer them. Fuck it.
Yeah, there you go. Or over the phone when we open it.
Comes from what?
Okay. A majority of people that... work on seismic crews, or known as blasting crews, or road paving crews that go to and from oil well sites are termed seismic crews. Now, a majority of these people you will find come from southern Alberta.
I have it on.
If you talk to about 60 to 70% of the crews, they're from Red Deer, Lethbridge, Okotoks, Airdrie, a number of southern Alberta towns. And seeing all the stunts that I've seen pulled involving seismic crews, the dynamite, the shotgun blasts, and all the other, and the let alone the tales of driving, this led them to a phrase that I came up with was seismonauts, because there's no real way to describe them other than, oh, they're seismic crews. They're special. They're not like the other engineers. They're their own different breed.
Mm.
I'm not calling down a job, but there are some individuals there that
are thicker than whale shit in the wintertime.
They are cerebrally challenged, I think is the best way to put it.
They're fucking thick.
They're
called a kind of engineer. I usually associate engineering with lots of education.
we're talking about wildcatters.
This would be closer to wearing a funny hat and driving a train.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a sanitation engineer.
Okay.
No, this is a rigging engineer. This is a seismic engineer.
Do you know how easy it is to get your blasting license in Canada?
Too easy.
Well, the one thing is
it's like
a three
question yes no test.
Well, not quite. It's about.
I think it's harder to actually get a gun in the United States.
Okay.
Is there not hard.
Is there a reason why
all these people are from southern Alberta? Is it something in the water?
No.
People just everything fucking east of the Rockies up to about Montreal needs to be fucking turned into an ocean. It was a sea once. It should be a sea again. Okay? In the wintertime, it's so cold, if you go outside, you will die.
Yeah.
In the summertime, it gets so fucking hot, you spend extended time outside,
you will die.
This is God's way of saying to you,
get the fuck out!
Don't fucking live here!
I have to admit, I was once invited to go to a student news conference, which was being held at the end of January in Winnipeg. People couldn't understand why I said no.
It declined it. Yeah, I think that was a wise decision.
Oh yeah, it's fucking gross. Okay, couple things. The new cult site is up. This is not a cult show. I'm aware of that. But the new cult site's up, and APOC did a fucking shithawk house load of work to
very
put
nice.
Up. So everyone currently send APOC huge kudos with it. Roto did some work, but APOC has been working on this thing forever. Not downplaying Roto, but APOC has been working on this
thing. No, Roto sucks.
For fucking ever.
Yeah.
And Red 5 has been really cool. He's still working on getting the new server up, so hopefully we'll get the new server.
That's on the old server?
Yeah, that's on old server.
Okay.
This is why I was asking about that. But so Red 5 has told me that he's still working on getting the new server up and in, so that's all cool. No problems there. Everything's moving along fine. I had another question fly by on the IRC. Oh, and Nixter did the site graphics, site design and graphics. So, Prophet Nixter, huge kudos to Nixter and APOC. And, of course, the usual guys who do all the work in Cult, and which would be APOC, Nixter, Fork, all that crowd. They're fucking just pretty much an amazing crew.
Moon Bunny got a
tattoo.
Another one?
Well, we haven't seen the picture.
Moon Bunny,
of
do you have a patch of skin that isn't covered with something or somebody?
And we had another Soul Trance asked how that knife fighting class we were taking is going.
How is that going?
Well, okay, for those
did you
who,
do one?
Yeah, we've
one?
Been.
Okay.
We for the first. Okay, just to bring people up to course, every Tuesday night, myself, Ronan Medic, Ronan Sariat, Nomad Centaur, the Dark One. And I think that's pretty much it. And another guy who's not in Cult
yet,
who's this like old minister, if you can believe that shit. Anyway, we all take this knife fighting course, okay? And the guy who's teaching the course, you can get him on the web. I think it's at White Dragon Defense Systems. Go to Google and look for White Dragon Defense Systems, and it'll take you to the White Dragon website, which is a massive piece of poo. It is huge. What a horrible piece of shit this website is. And, like, I was talking to the guy, and, like, the guy is very fucking cool. He worked with James Keating in the States. He's been teaching with James Keating. So we're getting some really decent instruction, and I'd love to actually make a website for the guy and fucking upgrade his site because, I mean, the guy's amazing, and he just doesn't have any kind of possible marketing skills. So I'm just bored you could do that, but fuck, I mean, wow, this website really sucks ass. So do a search on Google for White Dragon Defenses, which you'll find it's in Langley, B.C., la, 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 la. Mikhail's the guy teaching the course, and the dude is fucking amazing with a blade.
Mikhail,
yeah.
Mikhail. Russian?
No, it's just Mikhail is his name. He's not Russian. He was privately trained in Montreal, la, 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 la. But anyway, the course is going really good. And after the first class, I determined that a knife fighting is a very ugly, 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 ugly thing.
I've been in a couple, yes.
And if you know what you're doing in a knife fight and the other guy has not been formally trained, you will fucking kill him.
Isn't
right
that
now.
The point? Yeah.
Like, yeah, if you think there's a guy who pulls a knife and looks like he knows what he's doing with it,
run away.
Do not fucking get involved. Because if Sean now were to fight Sean 2 weeks ago with a knife, Sean now would kick Sean 2 weeks ago's ass in spades. Okay, it's like, wow, it's really harsh. Dark One, surprisingly, has got the best form and technique of anyone in the class.
Really?
Yes, it's amazing. You wouldn't think so.
Surprising?
Surprisingly. Well, you wouldn't think. You would think because Dark One, my wife, is very reserved. She's a very reserved, nice person.
I've seen her do her really, really slow martial arts. She's a killer. She
Tai Chi.
Needs to speed up.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that now she's learning the faster shit. And, like, first, you know, we learn the movement, right? You know, this little fucking brush pass, you know, slit thing, right? And first little go, it's like no big deal, right? It's like, you know, oh, and she's like a little nervous, and I'm all moving around her, and I weigh her by like 200 pounds, right? So, and she's like, ee, right?
You're being nice.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. So, and I'm sitting there, and so we trade off, and I'm working with Ronan Sariat, who's like all about in close. Like, Ronan Sariat's like, must close with and destroy you now, right? And he's like, okay, just relax. Ah! Okay, just relax. Ah! Okay, well, this is a trend. And what's happening is I look over, and she's got a hold of the old minister guy.
Yeah.
And she's fucking just on board this guy. She's like, full on Velociraptor. Ah! You know, she's fucking got her girl. She's like pumping his guts out with her feet and shit. And I'm like, holy fuck. You know, it's brutal. Yeah, she's really moving good. So I'm really proud of her. So if anyone sees my wife, don't try to fuck with her because she'll cut your fucking head off.
Cut you in half.
Yeah.
I do have something for tonight.
What's that?
That question, the topic that we're doing. This tonight's topic is time travel.
Oh, okay.
Is it possible?
Time
travel. Do you think it is possible?
Yes.
Do you think you can go forward or backwards, or maybe only one way, or maybe forward?
Of 12 questions that you were going to
I'm
ask?
Just making these up. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not 12. It's just whatever.
Hawkins came up with some theory.
What the fuck does he know? He's a cripple in a wheelchair.
Hawkins came up with some theory about involving a wormhole, a white hole traveling through it at the speed of light or
whatever,
something like that.
Boy.
And
go back to Star Trek.
Apparently, yes, it is time travel is theoretically possible.
I'm talking about the time travel when you can meet yourself in the future or meet yourself in the past or meet somebody else.
You're talking full-blown Doctor Who.
Full-blown Doctor Who, crazy time travel.
No,
he's not saying that.
No, he's saying that.
I can't believe that time travel would work out that neatly.
It's been proven that if you take off into space, travel really, really fast, put a clock on board, put it on Earth.
Actually, you can do it. They've done that on Earth.
Time goes faster and slower and
on
Earth. Yes, but I'm talking about full blown crazy time travel.
Well, that's crazy time travel. No, I do not believe it's possible.
That's like a caller. You don't think that's possible?
No. Everything I've seen, no, that is not possible.
Yeah.
It is possible.
That violates,
you
too,
think
many,
so?
That violates too many laws.
I know so.
You know so. You've met yourself in the past or the future, or you've seen dinosaurs?
He's on topic.
He's on topic. Time travel. Okay. Pick up the phone. He's from the future. We can't understand his strange language. We'll have to put it through the translator.
I am speaking to you from...
Are you there?
Okay, I think time travel does probably exist. Well, unless we are standing still in time right now.
Who's this?
Holy Deal.
Who is this?
Hey, Holy Deal.
Holy Deal, the Demon Rat Radio. I think number one, we'd be standing still in time right now if time travel does not exist. But going back to the Doctor Who thing, Stephen Hawking actually says there is a particle that moves faster than the speed of light by going in and out of time somehow.
Okay.
It like jumps ahead in time or something. I guess, and then it comes back to current.
It's called a tachyon.
I'm not sure how that works exactly.
But does it actually time travel, or does it just sort of stop for a while? Does it go in the future and come back?
They said it was time travel. It would go and it would go like out of time somewhere, and by the time it comes back to current time, it would be a great distance away and would get farther than the light would move or something.
Okay. I'm talking extreme. Time travel.
Okay, well, time travel...
I don't know.
Time travel has... there have been a series of experiments done with it with a thing called the Montauk Project,
mm-hmm.
which followed the Philadelphia experiment back in...
thanks for phoning, Holy Deal.
All right.
You just sort of...
Say, what the hell, buddy?
Click
what
off
the
in right the middle. On. There you go.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Sounding.
I personally believe that... Tesla kind of wrapped up the whole time travel issue because of... I don't have enough knowledge in the field, but apparently anyone who's familiar with the Philadelphia experiment and the USS Eldritch, which was a ship back in the 40s that they said, hey, we're going to create an electromagnetic bubble, and the ship is going to be invisible to radar, the first kind of stealth.
All right. But, I think we talked about this before.
Yeah.
That was radar jamming.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was the idea. Yeah, but when they turned it on, the whole ship fucked off.
No, that was just... We've had this argument before. No, the ship did not fuck off.
Yes, it did.
It did not fuck off. People have said that because they heard they were going to make the ship invisible. People were going around saying the ship was invisible. What happened is they created such an EM bubble around the ship that everyone basically, on radar, the ship was no longer there because it was jamming everybody's radar. The problem was they used so much fucking energy when they did this that essentially they turned the surface of the boat into a big giant microwave, and a whole bunch of the crew got cooked.
So they disappeared.
What were you going to say?
Sorry, I was mistaken. I thought it was a different movie you were talking about. I was thinking of...
There was a movie called The Philadelphia.
Yeah, I was thinking of the wrong one.
Well, from...
No, in the movie, two guys...
Okay, in order to back up what I'm saying here, there's a book you can pick up called The Montauk Project where you can get all the details on this and on the Tesla engines and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And from the accounts that I have read, okay, I'm not saying... I would never say that Dak is wrong. I'm just saying that I have read different accounts. So, for people answering the question, do I think it's possible? Yes, I think it's already been done. I think it's already been achieved.
Yeah.
And anyone who wants to check it out, you can pick up a book called The Montauk Project, and there's another project that follows that one. It talks about a certain biorhythm which occurs within the planet, and apparently it occurs something to the effect of every 23 years, there's like a skip which occurs at random intervals, sort of like how there's humans have a heartbeat. There's some kind of a skip thing that happens in time and space, and so you can transport through time to, like, these different times on 23-year intervals.
Okay.
Lieutenant Major Zombie
has an opinion on
about time travel. Go ahead, Zombie.
Line two and line. Oh, there we go. Hey, Zombie.
Hey, what's up? Not so much.
Wow, you're pretty confident.
He's right on the ball.
Yes,
what's the score, Zombie?
Nothing really much. Just calling in on time this time. You know?
Okay. Okay, well done you. One cookie for zombie.
So have you traveled into the future, zombie?
No, not really. I really want to.
Do you think time travel's possible?
Yeah, that's why there's E equals MC squared.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
From zombie's mouth, we have the
term. Your ears.
Yeah, like times, I mean, math times.
Help me, girl from the left.
Girl on the left.
Don't look at me. I didn't take physics beyond like about, what, 121.
Now that we've sewn up that whole...
Zombie says it can happen, so therefore it can happen.
If you can travel time, meaning if you can go to the same same speed as light, you can travel time.
That's right.
Up in an outer space or something like that, open some weird hole.
So if you were on one of these ships and you went into the future, would you actually meet yourself or would you actually disappear?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
That's the begging question.
Really good question.
Because there's been so many TV shows conflicting on that thing. Because if you travel time too many times, there'd be like five versions of you wandering around.
And
I'm not wanting that five versions of a zombie. I mean,
what I
want to
know, what I want to know is zombie. Zombie.
They did that in a Wonder Woman comic one.
Yes,
and they had like little girl Wonder Woman.
And then we have to kill them off.
Woman, and, like,
and is that ethical to kill off? Which one's
Wonder
the
Wonder
real
what
zombie?
I want to know, what I need to know right now is I need to know zombie.
Wait, hold on.
What?
If you traveled in the future and you met yourself, your other self knows that you traveled in the future. So he should know that you're coming.
That's a very good point.
He should know that you're coming.
Unless
there's
throw a kick-ass party.
So he should
do.
That's right. He should have the party prepared. He should have the basket of flowers and assorted fruit.
Okay. However, then we get into the whole Gallifreyan idea of like time is not one steady stream. There's a series of different streams that like party off, and therefore you've actually
different universes
encountered yourself, but it's on a different time
like
plane. All this kind of shit.
Like a TV show called Sliders.
That's yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Zombie, I have a question. This is a burning question I need to know.
Zach's swallowing his own tongue. Please, medic, help him.
No.
No.
Zombie, what I need to know is if you could go 200 years in the future right now, what would you do? You're going to be in the future for 5 days.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you do 50 years in the future right now?
Like 2,000 years from now? Or 50?
No. 50 years in the future, you're there for 5 days. Then you come
days.
Back. What would you do those 5 days you're in the future?
5 days?
Party!
I go see myself, and let's see. Find out who's the most greatest hacker.
And find out who the most grand hacker is?
Yeah.
Who is Lead Hacksaw?
Yeah, Lead Hacksaw.
Well, maybe you can do that all in one visit. Maybe you'll be him.
And come to see you people showing up Rant Radio. See if you people are still alive.
I'll be dead, thank Christ.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. See if the cult's still going up, still kicking butt. And let's see what else I can think of. 50 years from now, in the future.
I just need a newspaper.
Yeah.
I'll take back a newspaper. Lots of good things to make money on.
Travel to Australia.
I'll take back the sports almanac. Thank you. Retire rich.
That's
actually a stock.
About it.
That's about it. Yeah.
That's
all right, buddy. Say what the hell.
Wait, hold on.
What?
All right. If I travel in the future for 50 years.
Right.
If I had sex and had a kid and went back.
Aren't you just supposing a lot here?
If he had sex.
That'd be weird.
Hey,
That'd be super weird.
Are you still getting blowjobs from that chick you did that fucking thing with Smokehouse with?
No, she's a player, dude.
She's a what?
She's a player.
She's like a player. She's going like...
She's a
wanted
slut.
To have sex with
she's
zombie.
A
what?
Filthy zombie slut.
She got what she wanted, and she never wanted it again. Is there like a Rant Radio groupie out there that's like fucking Rant Radio members?
No. Nothing so grand. No, this is just a local slut.
Sorry to get your hopes up, Zach.
It's the plaster caster of the Rant Radio world.
Pizza's here.
Holy cow.
Alrighty, zombie. Say what the hell.
Say what the hell. Oh, well.
You know, I want to apologize to Sean. I kind of jumped on board him pretty heavily when he was like using like the Philadelphia experiment there. As
why?
Like, no, I did. I jumped the hold on you a little bit heavy, but you see, at least you're using like some fucked up literature to base your idea of science. This infinitely base beats somebody who's using bad television science fiction.
I saw it on Sliders.
So I apologize.
I saw an episode of Sailor Moon where they went into someone's dream, so that has to be possible too.
That would be very
cool.
That's
next week's question.
Actually, they're doing that to rats right now. They're going.
Yeah, yes, they are. They're,
yeah, they are. They're starting to go under rats and shit.
But by that logic,
what they were measured. They were.
Really do you really want to see the dreams of rats?
No.
Much cheese.
What I don't know if we did that on the show, but they're measuring like they're running around the maze. They can see themselves running around the maze.
I should be able to wipe out the last sucky year of my life by waking up in the shower tomorrow morning.
Whoa, that's a reference.
GR method.
Yeah, there you go.
Plot redevelopment.
No, that is actually the idea of being able to see a person's dreams will be such a serious fucking age.
I'll put on a giant cobra head.
Psychology be embarrassing as fuck.
Yes. How fast would those
tell? No, I did not see you. Like you know, it's like no, that wasn't you. That wasn't supposed to be you that I was putting it, dressing up in a lace camisole and then stabbing to death. That wasn't you at all.
I suppose you could take that one step further. That is an unauthorized thought process.
Yes, they could. They run the rat through the maze, measure the brain waves. The rat goes to sleep, thinks about it, and it's exactly the same brainwave. So now they just have to interpret these brainwaves, which is not too hard.
You play like something repetitive, like you're like this is happening.
Like Quake, for example.
Yeah, I'm playing Diablo 2,
Quake.
And then like that night I have like Diablo 2 dreams. It's just like I see a loose boulder. Hey, look at the scroll of town portal. You know,
as she clicks and drags herself all the way across the screen, killing the little guys with the little mats as they stand on top of each other and breathe fire.
Actually, they say that the visual medium you're most familiar with is the interpretation that your dreams take.
Who's they?
The people that do this in
the experts.
Shit, of course.
Experts.
Jesus, how long have you been alive?
It's a group of five people.
Whatever researchers looking into serious dream researchers, as opposed to the...
They, TM.
As opposed to
analyze your dreams in 17
days. Most paranoid schizophrenics have a damn a day in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
People living inside your head.
Thank you.
I can call on them anytime. I went to the SOCAN website and I was quite surprised at how much it covers on music in Canada. It covers all music.
What the hell is SOCAN?
SOCAN is the Canadian equivalent of ASCAP.
There's music in Canada.
Of what?
It is the Association of Music Writers and Producers,
ASCAP,
and they
BMI.
It handles like copyright issues.
Yes. Oh,
it monitors where music is played.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so they're assholes.
It's also how
a lot of songwriters keep from getting keep food on their tables. Frankly.
It's how if your rants were played on a
assholes. Though,
if your rant was played on a commercial radio station, they are the people who pay you.
Oh. Okay, well that's okay then.
Okay.
Actually, have they fucked with any of us?
But they
are going to fuck with us.
Well, until they fuck with us, they're not assholes.
It should be stated that SOCAN has been better.
SOCAN.
SOCAN. SOCAN has been better.
SOCAN. SOCAN.
SOCAN, Washington.
Smokehouse.
SOCAN.
King
Kang. Smokehouse, stop fucking with us.
It should be mentioned that Liu Kang.
We'll get you money.
The wolf boy here.
Liu Kang.
Has been better at getting the money to Canadian musicians.
Yes.
Far better than ASCAP.
Oh, really? There's three organizations in the
States. So if SOCAN and ASCAP can get themselves together and we can have like a...
One glorious hole.
ASCAP has a great... Like, you can actually get ASCAP hats. So you can, exactly.
ASCAP backwards.
Don't possibly mispronounce his words. Even more than I do.
Who does?
Who, me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, but there's
should
a
not be
Mojave Desert
a brick. Should not be throwing a brick in that glass house.
Black.
Or a whatchamacallit, or a who's it, or a...
You know, that thing of a bob. Yeah.
At least I say what my references are for my stories.
I've talked about this with my family. It's not my fault.
Okay.
Here
do you
comes.
Remember that
personal
thing?
Attacks.
Go.
Draw the blades to your corners. When you hit the belt, come up swinging.
Silly man bringing a knife to a sofa fight.
So quiet.
That's it. Poison darts at dawn.
No, you're forgetting. I'm using the knife to cut the rope and suspending the Buick.
Commercial radio, they take 1.4% of the station's gross income. And for non-commercial, they take 1.9% of the
and
station's
sure
gross these... operating costs.
Okay, all
I make no money.
Wait a second.
They're going to take money
1%,
anyway.
1%
really?
Of
yeah.
your operating costs.
Costs.
Wait a second, but if
this is all my equipment.
But if they are part of your operating costs, is paying dues to SOCAN.
I want my money back.
Isn't this like circular fucking logic?
Yes.
Like you count when you count your operating costs, does that include your SOCAN fees?
But I'll count them as zero. So therefore, I don't actually have to pay them anymore because 1.9% of zero is zero. But they, but
no
I have to.
How is this? The CRTC said something about not.
CRTC
someone
is,
somewhere said something about.
CRTC is for what I say. It was what we say on the radio.
But doesn't it?
SOCAN is about money.
But doesn't this also include what we play on the on our thing?
Yes, CRTC also does what we play.
It's called station, doesn't it?
If Kids of Whitney High was Canadian, I'd play 30% of them. But
CRTC says what you can and can't play. They
yes.
don't have anything to do with whether
how much
you
money.
Get money for it.
No, but we're not getting any money. So how is...
CRTC has declared internet radio, whatever,
off
limits.
Hands
off.
They don't care.
They don't care. It's done. We can swear. Fuck,
go,
fuck,
hard
fuck.
Call,
go hard retard.
I call.
This is why I can make my rants and distribute them. Otherwise, my ass would be in jail.
I called C-Fox to request a song.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes.
And she said, "No, I can't play that. We're not playing that song yet."
Oh, yet.
Yes.
It's not on our playlist.
No,
yeah.
no.
We're not allowed to
say that.
Play it.
Did you
because
do that play songs that aren't, you know, on their playlist? But
yes.
it was Crazy Town, Dark Side.
Yeah, because they're still
they're planning.
First
they're planning
crazy.
To release it, but they're not
they
releasing
can't play
it yet. So
yet.
We're not playing it yet.
That's right. It's their next single. So if they play it beforehand, the record company will get mad at them because all the other stations will start playing it because ooh, somebody heard it.
I had the same shit happen to me yesterday.
I
called up 101.
It's just
C-Fox
politics.
The 101 CFMI.
CMFI.
But why?
I asked to hear
Rock 101. Oh.
I asked to hear the Ramones Sedated.
Yes.
And they're like, "I'm sorry, we don't have that on our playlist."
Playlist?
No,
of course it's not on your playlist.
CFMI.
They play
well,
old music.
Well,
not CMFI. What's the one? The Fox.
Fox.
No, it's got to be the Fox.
They play old music.
It was are you sure it was a radio station?
Yeah, it was a radio station.
Pizza 222. Oh, we can't play that song.
Can I?
Sorry.
Okay. Anyone who doesn't want to die, leave the room.
Oh, for God's sake, don't skull fuck me.
To obtain the magic dialing wand, please mash the pad with your hands.
He's walking over.
Set the
He's
down.
Walking over. Dak is up. Dak is 2 feet. 1 feet.
Hey. He's in the room. He's in the room.
Watch me.
That can't be.
Oh, God. An ass crack.
If you look at the webcam now, you can
Dak is trying to mate with the Sean K.
Go sit down.
Yeah, but what's with the lumpy paint job?
Bondo, don't you know?
But if it does... I was very surprised at this other one.
The camera first.
There's one governing aircraft, the music they play on takeoff and landing.
This is the end by the Doors?
And you also have to pay for your hold music, too. If
what
you have hold music on your phone at work, you have to pay for that hold music.
That's insane.
It's $90 a year per line.
Per line.
Per line.
Isn't there like a rate? Well, look this up for me. Is there a rate for buskers? I
yes,
was hearing this. It was a rate
is.
For buskers, and it's like, and it's obscene.
Where
it's like
is
makes it impossible to busk for profit.
Where
they
is
want
it?
If you busk, they want all your pennies and nickels and dimes, basically.
Yeah, and
unless you write your own music, a busker's those fucking idiots who sit outside the road and go twang. Give me money.
Twang, twang.
Twang.
Give me money.
Give me money.
So if they
twang,
play it
I'll
at
play
the side
worse.
Of the road.
Don't give me money.
Actually,
no, really...
the worst busker in the world
was
lives
the
in
old...
Vienna.
They even
lives
have
in Vienna. I heard him when I was on a high school trip. He's on a different continent. He will never make enough money to make it across to this continent. Therefore, I am glad, and I do not hold such malice for Canadian buskers.
They have a
He's
separate...
worse than the old guy on Granville that used to sit there with a deaf dog.
That guy
dude.
Rocked.
What did he
okay.
play? Like a little...
He played a
won't you miss me? Won't you miss me? What? Repeat for half an hour. That
oh,
was the guy in Vienna.
Me.
He's consistent.
Oh, God. Yes,
he knew
you know what you're getting.
Gotta know that shit.
You know what
he
you're
was,
paying
he
for.
He was trying to be Bob Dylan. Bob
my,
Dylan would go,
favorite,
man, that guy's tuneless.
My favorite...
Doesn't at all.
My favorite... Yeah, only just more. And Jesus and God and Pitching or something.
Crack was good, yeah.
the thing is that when it comes to buskers...
$31 a day.
A day?
Yes.
How many Oscars make 31?
Public parks, streets, or squares. It's for recorded music or strolling musicians. I don't know if that covers you playing songs or just
strolling musician. Is
playing songs. Okay. Make up your own songs then. What they're saying.
What I'm thinking is, you know, you got all these buskers and everything, right? So what if we had like a busker revolt? We got a night of long buskers.
Dude, they tried to make busking pretty much illegal in Vancouver. I mean,
so you could have like guys walking around with concealed flutes and shit, and all of a sudden stuff start playing.
They whip it out, play it in the alley.
I have a recorder, and I'm not afraid to use it.
I'm serious. It's like at least I'd rather have people busking. I'd rather have some asshole on the side of the road,
criminal,
you know, with a harmonica going, you know, than some fucking cocksucker coming walking up to me saying, "Spare some change,"
and follow you.
Do you know what?
Ask
you three times. Sean and I went to a goth club, and this guy came up to us three times. Obviously, he didn't recognize our face.
You figured the large blaring red K on the back of my jacket might be a fucking reminder. But
so
anyway.
Somebody would come up to you and say, "Excuse me, pal, could you pair a dollar for a fellow American?"
I was just like,
"That'd be unique."
The next time one of these assholes, I see him coming up, because you can tell. Hey, buddy. You know, that's the opening line, right?
It's cheaper for an adult club. 4.2 cents per day per person that comes into the adult club.
My plan
for music.
For the next asshole that comes up to me, he's like, "Hey, man." The minute he's going to get the "Hey, man" out, he'll go, "Hey, man." And then I'll say, "Hey, you got any fucking money?" And he'll be like, "Oh, I was going to ask you, got any money? I'm broke. Give me your fucking cash." No. Walks away. See,
that,
you just
got
to beat him to the punch. That's all it is. Hey, man, can you spare some change? You got some change in that cap there.
I bet you have change. You beg for it all day.
Give me your fucking money.
You got more money than I do, probably.
You know who's the people that piss me off is when there's, like, you're at a bus loop and there's some kid who's wearing, like, Tommy Hilfiger shoes that, like, cost more than, like, every article of clothing that I'm wearing at the moment.
Well-fed dog.
Yeah, and it's like, can you spare some change? It's just like, you know.
He's smoking.
Yeah, well, you can tell. It's just, like, they just figure it's like, hey.
Drinking a Snapple.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
One of those one-liter Snapples
that cost like $9. I told the story about me snapping with the guy who was trying to bum a cigarette off me.
No.
Yeah, the kid comes up to me. I'm at the SkyTrain station, and he's like, this is a couple of years back. I was getting really stressed out with my job and everything, and he's like,
"Go figure."
Really?
Yeah. No, I was. It was almost as long.
More stressed than.
No, I was really, really stressed out. Ronan Medic remembers me at that time. I was stressed. And this guy comes up to me and he says, "Can I bum a cigarette off you?" And I'm like, "I'm sorry, I don't smoke." He's like, "Oh, fuck, don't be an asshole, man. Just give me a fucking cigarette." And I'm like...
Is this the one you laid out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, "Please, I'm sorry, I don't smoke. I'm not fucking with you. I really don't smoke." He said, "You fucking asshole, just give me a fucking cigarette. Look, what the fuck is your problem? I really don't smoke." And then he turns around, calls me a fucking pig, and spits on me.
Well, that's it for you.
That's it for him. So you spun him around.
Nope. I saw red and I punched him.
Boom. The mighty blow.
Yeah, no, this one now punch. Up.
Is this the guy you punched? He fell down, you looked around suspiciously and then ran away?
I know that. Actually, I hit him. I was expecting him to get back up, and he's like, he's laying there, and I'm like going, oh, shit. And I go over and I look at him.
Damn, I done broke him.
Two front teeth. One front tooth is missing, the other one is bent back, and his mouth is covered in blood.
Yuck.
And I'm like going, oh, shit.
I drove his chiclet into his brain.
And I'm like, he's not like, no, I've knocked people out before. They always snore when you knock them out.
And this guy didn't.
This guy wasn't snoring.
And you were very concerned.
Yep.
Looking for the video cameras.
Well, no, they're
seeing
everywhere.
The video cameras.
And I see the
running
train.
Away.
I see the train pulling up. So as soon as the train pulled up, I weaseled out of there. I just stepped right on the train. So some people got out. I'm already on the train. They look down. There's like this body lying there. And they're looking around trying to figure out where the body came from. And I just calmly sat down and waited for the police to come get me.
Did they?
No. No, but I
waited in fear at home, watching Crime Stoppers.
For 2 weeks, I was expecting a call from the cops.
Waiting to see yourself punching the guy out on the SkyTrain.
Hey, isn't that Uncle Zach on Crime Stoppers?
How much is the reward?
I was expecting the cops.
I need a payment.
Well, Zach, if you're going to turn yourself in anyway, can we split the profit? We're going to open the phone lines now. for people to tell their story, stories of buskers and whatever else they want to talk about. It's 1-877-729-7268, and here's the intro.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268. So you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
You have to press. You have to press it. Press it back and forth. Holy cow, that's...
I'm going to kill you.
You
that's
broke
really
it.
Line
Hello?
Two. Hello? Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
I can hear you. Can you turn on the speaker, Zara? Yeah. Hello? Hey, it's me, Goon Bunny.
Hey,
Goon Bunny!
I'm like Norb.
You're like what?
I'm on my wrist.
What?
It's hot pink, and it's a Cenobite cleanse, and where's my fucking jacket?
Ah, you want to be sent a jacket. Sean, promise me a jacket, and I want it now!
Strangely enough, Sean's out of the room right now.
Sean is out of the room right now.
We are sans Sean.
I believe he needs a photograph or some sort of proof sent to him.
Rhoda's gonna scan one in.
Excellent.
But it's really neat. The guy went and I let him have artistic whatever.
License.
Artistic license, so it's not exactly how it...
No, it's just the coloring. It's not all hot pink. It's got, like, lines and stuff in purple.
Okay.
So it's really neat. It's, like, red and purple and pink.
Groovy, and guess what? You're going to be the last jacket that's given away for free.
Sean is a broke-ass bitch.
I can't afford to do that, so that's fine.
You understand what it's like to be broke.
Pardon me?
He can give you a shirt or a mouse pad. It'll be just as happy.
Oh, okay, then.
I prefer a shirt to a mouse pad. But
a pen that says nothing on it, it is.
I will send you one used condom.
Give money, I swear to God, I'll kiss your ass.
The seed of Sean will be in this condom.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, that's even too disgusting for me. That's fucking gross.
Okay. They're like little live things that come out of your body. How can you like that? I'm not having children for a reason.
Okay, well, stop. I'm ignoring everything you're saying now. You're scaring me. Okay. Hey, no, seriously, send me a scanned image of what you got, and we'll take a look at it. Okay, buds.
All right, cool, no problem. My friend Tina bought it for me. The one with the crazy boyfriend, well, ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Okay, then.
Oh, no, I just thought I'd tell you about
that crazy ex-boyfriend.
Are you still screwing Canadians?
Yes, I am. Canadians are much better in bed.
Are you screwing Roto?
Ew, no.
Oh, okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Oh, okay.
Just
yeah. You know, we're still
Canadian.
Trying to set you up with Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Why? I'm very, very happy with Cameron.
Oh, okay.
That's
Cameron
good.
Cameron the Quebecois. Or
Quebecer. Handy.
The Quebecois.
Yeah. And he does not.
Oh, no, he's not really.
He's not Canadian.
He's not Canadian. He's not Canadian if he's a Quebecer.
That's right. He denies.
He's a distinct society.
Believe me. He's what? Got, like, Canadian shit over his room, and, like, he's going to get some, like, Canadian tech.
Oh, he's a rebel. Okay. Oh, that's why he got. That's why he's in the States now. He was extradited, excommunicated, as you will.
Yeah.
Oh, what? In that case, he is Canadian. He'll be the first to say everybody in Quebec sucks. Anyway, babe, say what the hell, okay, and send me that email.
What the hell? No problem. Bye.
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 Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Nomad Skitty.
Hi, Skitty. Are you still bleeding?
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
That's great.
Did you go to the doctor?
Yeah.
What happened?
Like, okay, I called my gastroenterologist, and she called my mom and completely bitched my mom out for not taking me to the doctor right away.
Excellent.
Yeah, and, like, my mom took me to the doctor, and they did a whole bunch of blood tests, and the results were really bad, and they had me do this other test, and I have to have another colonoscopy, and so I get to go to the hospital and have them stick a camera up my ass again.
Oh, you that, poor dear.
That,
wow, that's
wow.
A lot. That
it's
sucks more.
My finger, though, because I get to see pictures. Woohoo!
Yay! I get to see pictures of my colon.
Yeah,
oh, that's great.
And they're really gross.
We can set up like a colon cam.
Does she get
a skinny colon cam?
Does she get a shirt for that, Sean?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No. So
you have to give us. You'd have to give us the video to get a shirt for that.
Ew. All right, baby. So, what did you call in for?
I don't know.
just want to let us know that you're still alive.
I understand she likes British accents.
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you very much.
Maybe you'll say her name.
Say her name.
Skitty.
Skitty. Hello, Skitty. How are you?
Okay, Nomad Skitty. I guess what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to set up an email for, since we've done a rant for him and we've done a couple of things. Anyone who wants to join the Professor Scott Harker fan club for people with British accents, I will be back with an email address for that momentarily.
I don't want to join the fan club. I just want him to say my name again.
Oh.
Yeah, but you might
say my name.
Look.
Say my name.
You need some nubile young chicks in which to lust after him, okay?
I just
deal with it.
Hello, Skitty. There we are.
There we are.
This is the professor saying your
name. All right, say what the hell and say you're horny for British guys.
Huh?
Say what the hell and say you're horny for British guys.
What the hell and I'm horny for British guys.
There, atta girl.
There you go. That's what we need for our rating.
I have a question, Scott. How come your accent when you're like normally talking goes from kind of like this Newcastle kind of thing going?
Newcastle. I did the accent for the Yorkshire accent.
Okay, from Yorkshire to this kind of like Hugh Grant thing you're trying to smooth for the cheek.
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto.
Ever closer to the Poison Cheeto.
What? You guys are kind of distorted over there.
Oh, because we're speaking loudly.
Oh.
How's that?
That's a lot better.
So, what's happening? What would you do if you go into the future?
If I went in the future?
What would you do? What would you bring back?
I'd have no way of knowing.
Okay, what did you phone in about?
This song. I am working with Fruity Loops now, and I'm, like, turning into God, so then I'm going to make your the What the Hell song should be done by next week.
Oh, excellent.
And I turned 18.
And you turned 18. Well,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You're legal in some places.
Yeah.
To do certain things.
Like Alberta.
Like Alberta. You can go to Alberta and drink.
Okay.
So, what genre is the song?
Well, it's kind of going to be kind of like a synth pop kind of thing.
Excellent. Is there singing or is it all, is it straight instrumental?
It's going to have sound bites.
Oh, sound bites. Okay, from the show, I guess.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But I haven't been up in the archive in a while. Is the one up when you talked to Zombie's sister?
Yes, it is.
Cool.
Yep, and it should be labeled as well.
All right, awesome.
That would be probably 2 months.
Three weeks ago.
No, it was longer than that. At least a month ago or a month.
Yeah,
and
probably
a half.
About a month ago.
Just look through the. I did put the title on there, so just look through the descriptions.
Okay.
And it should be there.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be the final touch.
Definitely, that was very funny.
Yeah.
Is that it? That's all you wanted to say? Okay.
What the hell?
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
Phone guy. Hey.
Hi, you're on radio. Who is this?
Raskolnikov.
Raskolnikov. Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, back to that time travel thing.
Yep.
Reduce everything back down to the mathematics, and any of you can correct me if I'm off base here, because I'm pretty much making this up as I go.
Well, we're all mathematical wizards here, so shoot.
Okay. Since time is pretty much just a function of space and matter, you know, like the elapsed area under the curve of what constitutes the universe. If you were actually able to remove your person from what constitutes the present, the point on that function that is the present time, then when you actually reappeared, because you have to conserve energy and mass, you'd just be a burst of tachyons, because where would the information of what you were and in what form be stored?
That's beyond me. But, I mean, how can you remove...
That's actually something close to, like, what Hawkins says. He was talking about there's a good possibility when the object reappeared, it would explode.
So don't time travel.
Time travel is messy.
You turn into a bucket monkey.
Oh, yeah.
But
just
you're
like
there
teleporter.
In the future.
You're there in the future, and
I'll
for everyone to
for
see.
For that nanosecond, or even less.
Yes. You don't even have a chance to say hi to your future self. You just explode in a burst of tachyons. I don't think it's worth it.
No.
Blam,
not really.
What was that? Oop, I just a puff of logic.
Damn straight. So I don't know if that's possible, or I haven't even seen it's not really time travel. You sort of just not there for a while, and then you're back.
Well,
you could, like, freeze yourself,
too.
Well,
I believe it is called A Brief Matter of Time.
Okay, I wouldn't constitute freezing yourself time travel either.
Like, you have to go back again.
Freezing yourself.
Otherwise,
if that's time travel, well, we're in time travel right now.
Well, time travel going forward or jumping ahead, like through traveling as near the speed of light or cryogenics or what, hibernation.
Yes.
You can call that kind of a perspective time travel.
I suppose. I guess it would be. You're the same age.
Effectively the same thing because you could go... You're going to appear there,
it's
and everything else is going to have aged, but you haven't.
It's a one-way ticket.
Yeah, it is. But
one-way ticket.
It's an easy one-way ticket to actually do.
And so it is possible.
It's
I guess
super easy.
That
I was thinking of doing it. Would you like to come, Dad?
Well, actually, they've already proven that the glowing, moving faster or closer to the speed of light moves you faster.
Yeah.
In the fact that
terribly brilliant. Move faster, you move faster.
They took atomic clocks. They linked them up.
Put it around the world.
They put one in a 747, one down on the ground. The one that was going faster, there was actual dilation in time.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's not really time travel, though.
You age slower.
It depends on what you consider time travel.
It's a relative
speeds, but it's the signs are both the same. If you could actually flip the sign, you know, one positive, one minus, or something like that, then I'd consider that more time travel instead of just a perspective shift.
We lost you.
No, I understood what he was saying.
Okay.
All right, that's enough of you. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rent Radio. Who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie, update on the time traveling thing.
It's an update.
Are you going to set us straight, Zombie? Are you setting
us
straight?
No. I just did a little bit more thinking
about it. Zombie,
right?
Did you just time travel to get here?
No.
Is this the past Zombie or the future Zombie?
Go ahead, let the man speak.
All right. If you are here right now, if you travel time, your body in future will not be there because you traveled time and nothing made that data in front of you go in time to make something up of you. So it's like saying if you're there and you went in the future, you don't know if you're going to be there or not because your body did not went through time, you know? You kind of like did a big old leap and your body did not complete a day. Meaning there will not be you in the future. Your friends will be there, but you will not be.
Right! That makes so much sense!
There's a movie on that. It was
Zombie.
Time. That makes a lot of sense,
man. I got to get stoned with you.
Yeah.
The thing is, Zombie, we said you go to the future, but then you come back.
Yeah.
So you've come back,
and then
and
you're
so
back
now
again.
You will be there in the future because you went to the future and you came back.
But if you did go to the future and not came back, then you wouldn't be
zombie.
There.
Zombie, did you ever think that maybe like the atoms in like your fingernail could be like a whole other universe?
Yo, dude, that's from Animal House.
Holy shit, he got the reference!
He got the reference!
Wow!
Yes.
Dude, that's like from Animal House!
That's awesome!
Zombie!
I gotta say,
I didn't even get that reference.
I didn't get that reference.
I did, that's why I was killing him.
You're awesome! Alright, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Oh, fucking
right.
Zombie
that
is...
That was awesome.
Zombie is more
like... Zombie got the reference.
Zombie, you're on Rant Radio. Who is
right
it?
Right away, he said... Dude, that's from Animal House.
It's Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Nixter! The new site looks fantastic, man.
Thanks a lot.
So what's up? What's going on?
I wanted to tell you there's only one thing you need for time travel.
What's that?
1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Sorry.
I think you're good enough to apologize for it.
that and you know, a stainless steel DeLorean.
That's
run by plutonium and master fusion.
That's right.
I also want to remind people that are making these music things. I haven't listened to the show tonight, but I caught the last two phone calls, so I'm trying to look like I listened the whole night. But,
which musical things are you referring to?
And you just dropped it by telling us.
So anyways, but what I'm trying to say is anyone who's making any sort of musical like theme or shit like that, we got KMX on the Prophet site, the media archive thing for the music. Has anyone seen that?
Yes. It's all about musical things that people are making regardless of what it is.
I have all the brainwashings on there and...
It's like the mp3.com for our little universe.
Yes, basically is what it is.
That's awesome!
What?
All right, so
you guys
shameless plug for that.
Weird.
So they just send it to you?
No, there's an upload on the page.
Oh, so they can upload it directly. Oh. Kick ass.
So yeah, we, so...
So is all of Tenchi's shit on there?
Yeah, I got Tenchi's stuff on there. You should check it out. It's just profit.thecult.org and then click on KMX.
So we sound really weird? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you sound like you're talking through a tin can or something.
Yeah, but we sound weird when you're talking to us on the...
Because we are talking through a tin can. This is our highly technical...
We sound weird when you're talking to us on the phone, not all over the internet.
No. Over the internet, you sound fine.
Okay,
but on the phone, it sounds...
Yeah, that's just a filter and blah, blah, blah. We haven't figured it out perfectly yet.
How is the sound tonight, actually? We've got a new setup.
Well, it sounded pretty good when I clicked on it. So.
Excellent. We're not distorted?
No. I was on Bob X, though, so I don't know about that.
It does not matter what you're on.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
What the hell?
Telephone guy.
All right.
Hi, you're on Right Radio. Who is this?
Nomad Katana.
Nomad Katana. Hi, how's it going, man?
Pretty good.
What's up?
Well, about that whole time travel thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was on the whole thing going into the future.
Yep.
Well, what about... You're always talking about going in the future. What about going back in the past?
Did somebody just pick up a phone on your end?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, we just lost a whole bunch of volume. What about going into the past?
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe we can go in the past because, well, it's already happened.
That's not actually time travel, is it?
True.
It's but just time control. It's like time slowing.
Time slowing.
No,
no,
it's time travel. What is...
It is
how
time
kind of
travel.
Logic is that? You travel through time. It's, it doesn't matter which way you go.
No, but if you can have a choice between going forwards in time or backwards in
what
time...
What is going on? What's that noise?
Hmm. Actually, I think it might have been someone on my line.
Yes, it was.
Sorry.
You're louder now.
All right.
We should interview them. Get your parents on the line.
Is your parents just listening?
Probably, most likely my father. And he's not too happy that I'm on this time of night. Wonderful 11:42.
Oh, no.
Are you in shit? Do you have to go?
Huh?
Should you go?
No.
Are we going to hear you being beaten?
I was blaming it on Dio, so.
Blame it on Dio? That's what we do.
Yeah. Well, he's in my town, so we're all set. It's scary.
Because you're not allowed to phone long distance.
Well,
it's not long distance.
Whatever.
Even though it's toll free.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So... Well, what did you want to talk about time travel into the past?
Yeah, going back into the past, because if you just, like, talking earlier, the whole idea of Star Trek IV, you know, out of the singing, shouting around the sun, and going...
Back in time and all.
Yeah, into the past, yep.
Getting the whale, you know, all that.
Getting the whale, yep, yeah. saving whales.
Yep.
And, of course, Kirk getting the chick, as always, which seems to be a universal constant. But you have that whole idea. What about the whole slingshot effect? I mean, Einstein was saying you go faster than the speed of light, time slows to the point where it goes backwards.
No.
No.
I don't believe that at all.
Well, according to Einstein and the whole theory.
Yeah, but he also says you can't go the speed of light.
True.
So what? Who cares
if
what happens
could,
if you do?
That's
you can't do this, but if
monkeys
you do,
would start flying in the air too. But you can't go to the speed of light, so you'll never see it.
That's where the whole tachyon thing comes in. But if you do end up slingshotting around, because they were only they were going trying to pass through that barrier.
Stop listening to the radio. Pay attention to us.
Yeah, I know.
I can hear the radio in the background.
Sorry.
No, I think that whole slingshot thing, they're just trying to make it...
Hollywood!
Let's put some more power into it, and that'll make it work.
Hey, gives us an excuse for some CGI.
That actually came from an episode. That actually, the idea between slingshotting around the sun came from an episode of Star Trek where they first accidentally time-traveled.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
it's amazing how people in the future can just do this shit by accident.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like
stumbled
what?
Upon it.
Whoops! Yeah, we just traveled in time.
It's like people inventing
Sorry,
things.
Next
they
time
accidentally
I'll close the microwave door. You know, it's like I mean, it's equivalent to that, right?
Well, ironically enough, that's how we developed Lexan.
going along with my theory that everything in the universe can be predicted by taking a snapshot of what is happening right now and just reversing it, you could predict what you could see what happened in the past, but there's no way of actually rearranging the atoms to what they were before.
And you can also see what would happen in the future. But you'd also need one fucking huge-ass computer that could calculate absolutely everything.
That's right.
And that's pretty much impossible.
The easiest way to view what happened in the past is to go into space. Distance that light has traveled from Earth and have some means of...
Travel faster than light, get a good telescope, look at the Earth. Hey, I'm seeing the past.
Wow, that's easy.
We got a mirror. Send a mirror out there.
I guess, you know, it's kind of cool to watch, like, wars, but you need a really super awesome telescope.
Very good telescope.
And the problem is...
What if it's a cloudy day?
Hang on. We have right
now... The dude calling in had a good point. Why don't we just put a mirror out there? That way you look at the mirror.
What if it was a cloudy day?
Don't pick a war with a cloudy day to look at.
Well,
so Iraq is fine.
The
a mirror?
Yeah, no, that is
really
a good
far
point.
Off.
Yeah. The only problem is we don't have telescopes that can see that far.
The scary part is this this is Star Trek again.
Hey, you don't mess with Captain Kirk.
No. This was basically the old 1960s episode which inspired the whole thing of the Q, like in the future.
Oh, you're talking about...
It was basically Q when he was a bratty teenager.
You're talking about...
They're
traveling...
Yeah, I saw that one, yeah.
Terrell or something like that.
Trelane, who returns in the next...
Trelane. Yes, they're traveling through space. Suddenly the words tally-ho appear on the screen, and they know they're about to be fucked with by somebody omnipotent. It was
most of us, PBM, have not tried to actually remember the episode titles from the Star Trek episodes.
Yeah, unfortunately,
used to do that. Isn't that right, James Doohan?
I was one of those scary little people. Actually, I still kind of am, but that's beyond the point.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. Say, what the hell?
Hi, you're on Right Radio. Who is this?
Hello,
you're on Right Radio.
Hi, this is Sapphire.
Sapphire?
Hi, Sapphire.
Hi.
Holy fuck, you sound like you're 9.
I sound like a possessed 6-year-old, don't I?
You do.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
No way.
You're my Fox Cox in hell.
That's a nice thing to say. She probably hasn't seen the movie. What can we do for you, Sapphire?
Sorry.
Huh?
What can we do for you?
Well, I was just saying, you know, Cerulean, she's getting ready to move to California with Ski Jack with us.
Uh-huh.
Today's the last time I got to see her. And I'm never going to see her again because she's going to go out there and die or something.
That's pleasant.
That's great.
That's wonderful.
Maybe you should stop her from going if she's going to die.
Yeah, because she's going to get, killed in an earthquake or eaten by a shark or something. Or she's going to meet up with some lesbians or something.
No, not lesbians.
And they'll kill her.
Well, we have this thing with, whenever we go to Chicago, we end up hitting, lesbians or something.
They're funny like that. Chicago's big for hunting lesbians, I found.
Yes.
That's because they export all their franks.
Right.
No, really. Last weekend and the weekend before, we were in North Chicago. We were driving through Gay Town, and I wasn't looking.
Gay Town?
And I hit two lesbians.
Perhaps you hit them.
Perhaps the professor can be of some comfort here. Could the professor be of some comfort, maybe?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Is that professor?
Yes, the professor
is
here.
The professor.
Oh, hi, professor.
And if anyone would like to send naked photos of themselves, you can send them to scotty@thecult.org. All the professor hate mail goes there, and he's British guy who's single and willing to fuck, so away you go.
Oh, no, that's a very vulgar thing to say.
You're a single guy willing to make love.
Yeah.
Shag? How's that?
Willing to treat it
pleasure.
With
pleasure.
That will do, yes.
All right, anyway, sorry. So scotty@thecult.org for anyone who wants to send
He's 17. Is there any legal issue here?
Oh, no, fine.
Not in Canada.
Not in Canada. Be fine.
Good. We're a liberalist place.
This is a man of easy leisure.
Really, Dale, be honest.
All right, anyway, what were you saying, Professor?
What did I say?
He said maybe I could be of some assistance. You're a cunning linguist?
And a master debater?
Scotland.
Sorry?
Professor wants to take me to Scotland.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute.
This is Becky. Yeah, this is Becky, but we don't usually use real names.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't use real names.
Her secret identity is revealed.
They can have everybody across the world, stalking me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're looking
okay,
up,
hang on.
They're looking
hang
up
on
Becky's
here, Sapphire.
Phone books. As
Sapphire, that is your own fucking fault, okay? You were firing your goddamn webcam address over to my house, and I wind up sticking you into a fucking room with Scotty, okay? And it's your own fucking fault, and I told you, didn't I? Did I not tell you you should not be that fucking free with your webcam address because you're going to get stuck? Didn't I
well,
say
that? She was lucky because
did I not
met,
say that?
She met the professor, so...
Yeah, that's fine, but she's also met everybody else. So have you, or did I not tell you that?
I don't remember.
No, you're making her cry. You're making her
cry. You don't remember,
Sean.
Or you don't know?
Oh.
I don't give a fuck. I'm married.
Well,
I could be
I
a
do.
Dick to every woman on the planet
I
now.
Do. I do.
And they'll love you for it.
No, it's okay. Listen, babe.
Ben isn't married. He's hot.
Oh, God.
Wow, this is rapidly degenerating into like some kind of a fantasy.
Sean, why are they always 17?
We're all hot.
I know. I know.
No,
it's
like,
and what,
if
small.
My boyfriend's listening, if my boyfriend's listening, he's hotter.
I'm hot,
I'm seeing a pay-per-view here.
Yeah,
it's Sapphire versus Skitty. Pay-per-view.
Evening gown match.
I pay for that. Sorry.
All right, Skinny, this is degenerating. No, Scotty, I'll hit you
over. Sapphire,
one
Sapphire.
More. All right, go ahead. What?
Did you get my email?
Oh, God.
Becky.
Huh?
Did you get the email from Scotty?
I haven't checked my email in a while.
Well, check your fucking email in.
There's like five pages from
you
me.
You know what, though? I don't have my... I don't have a computer.
What?
No, like, the computer I've been using is my one at work.
How did you know that the show was on? Are you just sitting in your room phoning in?
No.
Are you near a computer? Oh, you're at work right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, check your email then.
10:30 at night.
So check your email.
What's in the email? Is it anything pornographic?
There's one from me.
Oh, no. She could get in trouble.
If there's nothing pornographic in it, why should I check it?
Oh!
That's a catch-22 then.
That's a catch-22. Yeah, that's going in next week's greatest hits.
That's greatest hits.
All right, in your sexiest 9-year-old voice, say what the hell.
There's no such thing as a sexy 9-year-old voice. Thank you.
It was a trick question.
I just
want to
say it's been wonderful talking to you.
Say what the hell, you freak.
What the hell, you freak?
Click.
There you go.
Hi, you're in Red Radio. Who is this?
Sean, you're so
Check your integrity, man.
Integrity man.
Integrity man.
How you doing?
Not too bad, man. What's up?
Oh, I'm all pumped about Rubicon.
Rubicon. That's right, too. Yeah. When's that happening?
What's Rubicon? It's April 6th to 8th. So far,
the river
plenty, I've got the 2600 boys from Barry are going up. There's five of us. And it looks like Case is coming down. Decker Case. And Breaker One is talking about coming, and it looks like Kodiak is going to be heading down as well.
Did you send me the address, your address, for me to send some buttons to?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Okay, I want you to resend that, because I don't know if I got that.
Okay, no problem.
All right, cool.
But it's going to be a blast. So far, we've got two rooms booked, and it looks like seven of us are sharing the two rooms, so we're going to have to sleep in the shift, I think. But.
All right.
Sleep in shift.
Hot bunk.
It's going to be a blast. But.
Attaboy.
But I just want to invite anyone else who wants to come down. I think it would be really cool.
Okay, and if they do, they want to contact you at what email address?
Well, actually, my email is down. That horrible Sea Monkey accident. I don't want
to. Yeah, those damn Sea Monkeys attack.
Yeah, I read about that in the news.
But they can ICQ me.
They can ICQ you at ICQ number what?
Oh, my God. Quick.
Okay,
what's
you
your,
suck.
Your,
all right, no.
What's your nickname?
Just search under Integrity. Under the nick.
There's probably not too many.
Yeah, just look on the roster under...
How do you spell Integrity?
Oh, just give them the info on the IRC.
I-N-T-E-R.
Oh.
Okay.
Just look in the IRC.
Right on. This
is man, I just distracted. My kid just walked in on me.
Oh, okay. Say what the hell, buddy.
What the hell?
Right on.
Did he say his
kid just walked radio. Who is this?
You're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hello.
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 At least breathe.
Oh, and that's all
hello.
We have time for you.
At least breathe.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's the Kurt Bird.
Kurt Bird,
what's up?
Not much. I was just calling in about the whole time travel thing.
Oh, yeah, of course you were, Kurt.
And
are you at home or are you at Geeks?
Oh, I'm at home.
Okay.
Screw Geeks.
Okay.
Careful.
Yeah. No, I was just wanting to point out that, you know, as you approach the speed of light, you gain mass.
Yes, you do.
At the point...
So you get all fat?
No, you gain mass. You're way heavier compared to the rest of the universe.
Yes.
When you reach the point of actual light speed,
yep.
According to the formula, you have infinite mass.
So you need a lot of thrust behind you.
You need infinite
thrust.
Well,
it's the reason why it gets harder and harder to get closer and closer to the speed of light, because you're pushing against more mass.
True, but you're already, there's no resistance in space, so
well,
it's not that hard.
That's not entirely true.
There's little molecules.
Well,
there's,
yeah,
true. There's
that, that's a whole different other story about getting
there's
through
inertia.
Space, you know?
Yes.
And you're trying to accelerate.
There is
to
inertia.
Change the speed. When you accelerate, so you're
you get slow, you get slower acceleration. Yes.
Yeah, it's the I think formula is called F equals ma squared. Force, the amount of force you're exerting is equal to the mass times the acceleration.
Yes.
So the more mass you have, you need more acceleration to get the same force pushed on, against
you need more
that's
force
true.
To get the same acceleration.
Yeah,
that's true.
Right.
You're always going to go faster, though.
Yeah,
faster
but the point is
it's just going to be
hard. You can't have infinite mass.
Oh, my God, I'm back in Mr. Crew's math class. How
there's
the fuck
no
did that happen?
Here, Sean. There's no zeros.
Yeah, there's
no... Sean, if it hurts, plug your ears.
Or draw little sperms on the in the book.
Just distract yourself somehow. Count the Dr. Pepper bottles.
You should have seen the art that came out of that math class.
Is that what happened?
Mr. Crew's math class, time fucking
Kurt
was stationary. In that
did you have anything else
stop.
To say?
You did
oh,
time
yeah.
Stop.
If I was going to go 50 years into the future, I'd walk up to the first computer and I'd ask it to print me off every little bit of stock information over the last 50 years. And I'd sit there giggling my ass off until I got back.
That wasn't very original.
Well,
say what the hell.
Not very original, but I mean, it's a lot better than going and saying, I'd go meet myself and.
hey, no drawing blades.
All right, you don't want to hear the fight music again, do you?
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rec Radio. Who is this?
Sapphire again.
You
I forgot
like
to tell you about something.
Okay.
All right.
All right, you have to listen and be nice.
Okay.
Okay, I had to tell you about Oscar and Oswald.
Who's Oscar and Oswald?
They're my vibrator.
You know what? The really funny thing is I kind of knew that's what you were going to say. That's the really fucked up thing. Do you actually have two vibrators named Oscar and Oswald?
They're pink.
I actually do.
I believe you're wrong. If you have them, go turn them on and rub them against the receiver of the phone.
Yes.
But they're upstairs in the apartment.
Go get them now.
Go get them now.
Okay. Otherwise, I will call you a liar.
I will go and get them. I promise.
Okay.
I will.
You go and get them.
Okay, you're going to come with me because I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so where are you now?
I'm in the office. I'm leaving right now.
Go down to the end of the office. There's a door. Open, go to the window. Climb out on the ledge.
That's not nice.
No, this is talking about from the Matrix,
it's a Matrix
sweetie.
Reference, sweetheart. It's okay.
Oh.
He's not telling you to jump off.
But Oswald is very new. I just got him the other day.
Oh.
He runs on three C batteries, actually.
Three C batteries?
Is Oscar getting
batteries?
Jealous?
Holy cow.
Couldn't you have given them Scottish names?
Jesus Christ.
God.
I'm not really all that impressed. I was picturing D.
Oh. Eight Ds.
Are you sure it's a vibrator, not like a thermos or some kind of mag light?
Some flashlight that's gone horribly awry?
A Hello Kitty vibrator?
It is a Hello Kitty vibrator. I've seen
get out of town!
It's a massage
It's
thing.
A massage tool, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I want to buy that one, too.
I want to see a Cthulhu vibrator. That's what I want
oh,
to see.
Oh, wow.
The tentacles that wiggle, right?
It's the French Cthulhu tickler.
That's disgusting.
And
you're the one with two fucking vibrators with names, you
and
crazy bitch!
The deep
though.
One.
Oh! All right, hang on. How close are you to the vibrators now?
Okay, I have them right here. Hold on.
Okay, spark one up and rub it up against the phone.
Okay.
I don't hear anything.
Hello. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Who is that?
That was Oswald.
Okay, let's hear Oscar.
Okay, let me get Oscar. Oswald is the purple one, and Oscar is the pink one.
Oh, okay. Which one's bigger?
Actually, Oswald's better, and he's bigger, too.
Better?
Okay.
That's Oscar.
Put it right on the phone.
Okay.
Okay. Girl on the left, for what I'm about to do. I am deeply sorry, and I apologize.
Oh, God. Are you going to take this too far? Are you
going to
take this too far?
Oh, yeah, baby. So, are you feeling frisky with a couple thousand young, horny men listening to you through the internet, or what?
Sure.
So, I'm just wondering if you'd be willing to turn on your webcam.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, how about this? If the webcam,
I'd want to wash things off after they were on the phone.
If the webcam's too much, would you be willing to use them and talk to us on your phone?
What do you mean, use them? Oh, my God!
He's asking for porn!
Yes, just like that.
No, she's the one all fucking makes jets. She's the one rubbing vibrators on the phone very provocatively.
You're asking her to do a little bit more than rubbing on the phone, Sean.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Hold on, let me go grab him.
The professor's very impressed, you know.
I can see.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
She has a backup vibrator, just in case.
Oh, the horrible jokes you can make from that. Oh,
come prepared, as they say.
Oh, God, sorry.
That is just disgusting. I know what you're going to say.
It's the girl on the left.
These men are horrible.
Girl on the left brought it up. I didn't think of that.
Sapphire. You know what, Sapphire? It's okay. Yeah. We're going to hang up now before everything gets really, really, shall we say, illegal. Okay?
Okay.
So say what the hell. And don't ever talk to me again, okay?
You can talk to me, though.
Yeah.
Bye.
Be a good girl. What the hell?
What?
Hi, you're on Right Radio.
You
who
guys
is it?
Are awful.
I didn't do anything.
This is Crazy Fuck here.
Hey, Crazy Fuck.
What's going on, Crazy Fuck?
Hang on 1 second. Crazy Fuck, top that last call. Go ahead. I dare you.
I don't think I could. All I can say is that... I gotta go to the bathroom now, man. I'm telling you.
Did we go too far?
Well, not far
maybe
enough.
Maybe a little, but it was fun.
All right, baby. Well, it's 10 after 9. Say what the hell.
This was a bad idea. All right,
there's no more calls.
In here. There's only one bathroom.
All right, so, yes, that's right. It's vibrators rubbing on your phone.
But I'm driving home alone. We've hit new lows.
Hi, Aaron, Ryan Radio, and you're too late for us to take your call.
Okay, that was
a really dink thing to do.
That was a huge dink thing to do.
Well, yeah.
Look at the smile on his face. Look at the smile.
Well, what do you know? God. There's the biggest dildo tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I started answering the phones way back when.
Do you hear a faint buzzing noise?
Actually, I do, but I'm wearing headphones.
It's a different buzzing.
Sean is a permagrin.
I'm sitting there thinking, can they see that in the camera?
You know what I was thinking that whole time? That whole time I was thinking, I got to outdo Howard Stern.
You're getting a 17-year-old to use a vibrator on the air.
Look, it's not like I had
a
gun in her mouth.
That is
okay?
Actually
I'm talking to her over a phone. It's not like I coerced her with alcohol and drugs. Hey, why don't you fuck yourself with a vibrator and talk to me over the phone?
That's
coercion.
That is actually illegal. But
is it?
Yes.
Why?
She's too young.
Yeah. Not in that state, apparently.
I was kidding.
Yes. What airwaves? We have no airwaves.
We are legally bound by laws. But, heck, I would have done
it. I think we came pretty close tonight.
I would have let it happen, though, you know.
I think
nothing like a little controversy for radio.
No, wait. We all know how strong you are. I remember in high school when Brad was sabotaging my bike, and all you could do was, stop. Don't do it.
Uh-huh.
And then you bastard.
Okay, we're just
let's all say goodnight, everybody. It's after 9.
Yeah, it's all kinds of
gee,
bad.
Would you look at the time?
All right, going around the room, I guess we'll start with Drexel.
Hi, I'm Drexel. Have a nice evening. You'll hear us next week.
Yes.
All right.
See ya.
This is Sean Kennedy quoting his favorite line, where you come from is gone, where you thought you were going to, weren't ever there. And where you are ain't no good, but unless you can get away from it. So be drinkable.
And it's good night from the professor, and good night especially to Sapphire and to Skitty for making my evening. Good night.
Yeah, this is Ronan Medic saying fare thee well, and please don't be seismonautican. Thanks.
This is your old pal Uncle Dax saying, thanks, be seeing you later, and hey, Sapphire, I'll be thanking you later.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
That's all we needed.
And this is a girl on the left saying, "You guys are horrible!"
I'm not horrible.
And this is...
Keep coming back.
We Yeah, keep coming back for more punishment. This is Sumerian saying, "We went too far tonight. And we're not going to try and top it next week."
No sure. Matter,
aww,
no always.
You're say. So disappointed.
Always go to top. We never try to top it. We just
we
do.
Manage.
So we'll see you in 6 days and 21 hours next week for week number 116. So later. We're out of here.
By the way, hang on 1 second, everybody.
Oh, wait,
everybody,
wait,
wish
wait,
your
wait,
old
wait.
Uncle
okay,
Dak a happy...
Say.
Everyone wish your old Uncle Dak a happy birthday, because next
when?
Week... Next week?
Yeah?
Well,
we
technically,
next
it's,
week?
It's next week on the show will be my birthday, but I'm going out and celebrating it on the 17th on St.
Oh,
Patty's Day,
okay.
So I'm trying to find some of you to come get dragged along with me to go do something about it. Yeah, you can all basically just tell me to fuck off off the air.
Very happy birthday to you, Dak.
Happy birthday, and goodbye.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory! Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.